live from Soaring Tiger Field, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR on Free Fire Radio. Proudly brings you the Reading Colt 45s as they take on New Baseball Order. Sacramento New Baseball Order in town tonight trying to stop the Colt 45s run, who took 2 out of 3 from the Novato Knicks last weekend. And now it is the final weekend of baseball here at historic Tiger Field as we say goodbye to these amazing players who have come out from different parts of not just the country, from the world. We met a pitcher from Australia. We met a first baseman from Texas. We met a man who pitched and read philosophical books written by Socrates and Marcus Aurelius at the same time. And now we're about to have the national anthem be played before we get you the starting lineup for the 45s, who are wearing yellow jerseys with white numbers and white pants. And we're also happy to bring back our sideline reporter, Aria Del Rosario Cebes. She'll be here with us tonight. And, of course, the uncomfortable fan of the live, Tyler Chapman.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the peril of fight, o'er the rampart we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombers singing in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that our battle banner yet wave?
Everybody, and so for the Reading Colt 45s tonight, it is going to be the usual crowd for the last time on a Friday. Batting first will be Dusty Vela to lead things off, the left-handed hitting second baseman from Cal State San Bernardino, and then batting second is shortstop Cooper Thacker, who will be attending UC San Diego after playing at Lassen College last year and is originally from Chico, California, attended Pleasant Valley. Batting third will be Kyle Norton, the right fielder, who just transferred from George Gwinnett and will be playing at Oregon Tech University next spring. And then batting fourth is Hunter Reed, the pride of Plano, Texas, the first baseman, looking to hit some dingers and light this crowd up. Batting fifth is Trey Thomas from Antelope Valley College, who is originally from Carson City, Nevada. And then batting sixth is the local boy, Giacomo Crescetti, playing center field. Batting seventh will be Patrick Fragoso, another Cal State San Bernardino ball player. And then batting eighth will be Mason Passingham, who will be moving to Waco, Texas, and play community college baseball down in the Big South. Batting ninth will be Jeremy Giesing in left field, another player who attends Cal State San Bernardino. And on the mound for the 45s in what is one of the biggest crowds that we have seen all year is Bronson Chapel. He is the established ace who has pitched 47 in a third innings and the only pitcher with a sub-3 earned run average. He has been very, very good all year long, attacking with a low 80s to high, with a low 90s and high 80s fastball, a slider, and a curve. And here's who he'll be facing off against. Batting first will be shortstop Brett Griffiths, And then batting second will be Ian Heck at third base. Batting third will be Surreal Harrow, the designated hitter. And then batting fourth will be Wyatt Balky in center field. Batting fifth will be Keith Shelton at catcher. And then batting sixth is Duncan Hansen, the left fielder. Batting seventh will be Henry Palmer in right field. And then batting eighth will be Keith Ordonio, the first baseman. And then followed by Ramon Esparza, who will finish things off, batting ninth at second base with Jake Morrell on the pitch. So the Colt 45s and Sacramento NBO having the discussion at home plate. Tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by tonight for the third base club. We have Josh Barker Real Estate. Are you looking to buy or sell? Interview more than one agent for the job. The team at Josh Barker Real Estate strives to serve clients at the highest level and take the guesswork out of real estate transactions. When you work with Josh Barker Real Estate, you will never have to wait for anything from their company. You'll rather be waited on by the team from start to finish. Reach out today for a free market analysis on your home. Also, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy in a truck, at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com. And so the 45s looking to put on a show tonight for the hometown bands. And boy, oh boy, it is getting very, very packed. All the seats being filled. And you know what? It has been a fun season for the 45s, who have won 29 games this season and looking for win number 30. And again, I'm going to call in my broadcast partner who's been keeping us live in the producer's building downtown in Reading, Tyler Scheibman. How are you doing tonight, Tyler? What's going on out there?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to another great weekend of baseball. A little bit sad, but, you know, it's been a great summer.
Yeah, no, it's been great to have somebody who just shares the passion for baseball that I sure have. It has been wonderful to see, indeed, from the home runs that we've seen Hunter Reed and Cooper Thacker hit to some of the amazing outfield snags by Giacomo Crisetti and the catchers too with Mason Cassingham and Mackenzie Higuchi. And it was actually pretty cool to see how even in the final series of the season, you had both players sharing tips with each other on how to do their jobs better defensively. And Higuchi was teaching McKenzie how to frame pitches and to hopefully get more called third strikes. And that is what the UPrep grad will be doing today. He will get the start behind home plate and take advantage of some of the knowledge provided by the elder statesman from Oahu, Hawaii, McKenzie Higuchi. And so the 45s just getting warmed up and squared away, still waiting on the signal from the home plate umpire. And tonight's home plate umpires will have Dan Beltwell at home plate. And then at first base will be Bob Eustace. At third base will be Steve Livernoy. And so Dan Beltwell hasn't been exactly the fan favorite lately. In fact, on Sunday night, he ended up ejecting a fan for arguing balls and strikes. Dan was not putting up with it. The temperature at game time start was 104 degrees. He was clearly hot, exhausted, had been knocked around a couple of times and was just hearing some chirping. And so even though, you know, you can take shots and part of the fun of being at a baseball game is, you know, maybe bantering with the umpire a little bit. You still got to remember it's a family-friendly facility, and if you cross the line, well, you just never know. So hopefully it's a little bit of a better night tonight, though, for Mr. Boutwell, who is working behind home plate, and as we mentioned, Bob Eustace at first, and Steve Livernois at third. We'll take a break here in for just a few minutes here as we wait for the ball players to get squared away. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installation to water treatment and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now 530-282-5395 or visit GregsPump.com. 530-282-5395.
Not West really running away with it. I mean, they're only 3.5 games up. But I do like the fact that we have Joe Kelly and Kike back, and the fact that they upgraded their shortstop position as well. What do you think of the Angels not hanging on to Shohei? No, they're hanging on to him. So we'll do what we do normally with Aria here. We'll bring her in the bottom of the third. Or top of the third, and then we'll bring you on for the bottom of the third for Chappie's Hot Corner.
Leading off for Angelo Sacramento, shortstop number 3, Alpha Brett Griffiths.
Are you back? Oh, didn't hear that. Top of the first inning, and here is Bronson Chapel. The first pitch from Chapel is swung on, lifted down the first base side, and foul out of play. We're probably going to see a lot of broken windows tonight, Chapman, with all these people here. So let's hope folks know the drill. And meanwhile, for Chapman, the right-hander from Harriman, Utah, going to work on Brett Griffiths. The 0-1 pitch is a four-seam fastball right on the outside corner for strike two. And for Chapel ahead, 0-2. Chapel, heel set. Wind and fire, the 0-2 pitch. Four-seam fastball takes care of Griffiths, who swings over the top and misses for strike three. And so just like that, the Vans are already comfortable with beer $1 off, and that will bring up Ian Heck. And so for Chapel against Ian Heck, who is considered to be number 3A on the official roster. The first pitch is saucered under the armpits, Old Spice style for ball one, and the count is 1-0. And so for Chapel, who likes to live off of contact but not afraid to strike people out. 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Clocked as high as 91 this year. Chapel looking in, and he'll set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Slider taken just a little bit low for ball two. Two balls and one strike, and there was Mason Cassingham again trying to bringing that chase that was low, but working on turning that wrist. 2-1 pitch. Two-seamer runs to the outside corner to heck for strike two. And so for Chapel, in command and in demand. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Heel set. To heck, the 2-2 swung on and line foul down the first base side. And, wow, that actually went into the little dumpster can over on the right field side. So, not sure if you get any points for that one, Cotton. Chapel looking in at heck. He'll set. Wind in, deliver. The 2-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Chapel takes care of heck. 2 outs, 2 strikes. 2 strikeouts. Man, just a 4-seam fastball. And again, you know, some of these pitchers have some late natural movements and some inside run, and you're definitely getting that with Chapel. Running inside to the right-hander. Pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. And man, Chapel looking so sharp and crisp. I mean, this game in some sort of ways feels like opening day, but also a closing ceremony at the same time. 0-1 pitch. That swung on. Way down and missed. First strike, two. 0-2 the count. Chapel in the zone. Against Surreal Hero, the left-handed hitter with a bunch of yellow stickers on his helmet. 2-2 hit, in the dirt for ball one. 1 ball and 2 strikes, trying to get that slider to work. Dug out well there by Kazmian. Nothing to worry about yet. No runners aboard. 2 away in the top of the first. Chapel, heel set, wind in, deliver. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. And for some of the newcomers not used to the protective netting, we had about 10 or 11 people flinch. Man, the young bat boy, too, they're working hard. That is Grant, the 9-year-old, and he was already trying to get after some of those foul balls. Here's the 1-2 hitch, swung on, and by the way, oh man, that nearly threw the netting into our direction. And don't worry, Aria, I totally got you on the foul ball, man. I'm an athlete-ish.
You know what, Ethan? I've always thought they need to have bat boy stats. You know, bats retrieved, you know, all those kind of things for him.
Yeah, no, he's going the extra mile, though, with the foul balls. Somebody get that kid a Kit Kat bar. The 1-2 pitch, swung on, little comebacker. Right back to Chapel, who tosses under into first. An easy inning for Bronson Chapel. The 20-year-old from Harriman, Utah, has made a name for himself here in Redding, California, for the Colt 45s, and he takes Sacramento new baseball order down in order. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, 2 strikeouts. Now let's see what the offense can do here as we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Redding Colt 45s coming up, no score. The sun was out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets. The sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, so I know you're not hurt. But I can feel the clouds keep shining in the sun. You got your hair combed back in the sunglasses on.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bottom bottom of the first inning, Reading Colt 40 Buzz Baseball is brought to you by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. From the toughest job to the simplest repairs, new installs to off the grid solutions. Greg is a guy and a truck. And Greg's Pump and Well Service is an experienced and licensed and bonded pump installer and repairman. Call today, 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view or the website, gregspump.com. So bottom of the first inning we go, and it'll be Dusty Vela to step up to the bat. And so for Vela, who comes in hitting 393, just a man who gets on base at a time. Here's the first pitch from the left-hander. Takes down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And, you know, the number that really is just so astonishing is the fact that this Reading Colt 40 Buzz team has walked 253 times compared to just 226 strikeouts. Takes down and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The count to Vela. The 2-0 pitch swung on. A little chopper to third. Up with it is Heck. The throw to first by Giordano is dropped. And so for the Reading Colt 40 Buzz, who are loose. Vela reaching on the air at first base. And again, for the Sacramento New Baseball Order team who played the Colt 40 Vibes 2 weeks ago, really struggled defensively. And so for the 40 Vibes, don't need any more help than the talent that they have already on their team. For Thacker, throw to first and back on the bag is Vela. And so the 40 Vibes, who stole 9 bases against pitches delivered on the outside corner. So one ball and one strike. And again, this 40 Vibes team being so aggressive. The 0-1 pitch to Thacker is tailored outside and high for ball one. So 1-1, and for Thacker, who again has just been a guy who has prided himself on being just a singles and doubles guy. Well, in just 12 games, he has hit 3 home runs. 1-1 pitch under the ankles of Thacker, who just barely missed getting hit with a fastball into second on the wild pitch. Goes Vela, man. Talk about getting your shoes knocked off. Cooper Thacker wanted absolutely no part of that. 2-1, Thacker listed at 5'9", 165. 2-1 pitch. That's delivered up and away for ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike. And the guy who's just so talented, so smooth with the bats, he is, again, one of those players that we mentioned, Tyler, who could potentially get drafted someday, and he's at the right school to do it in UC San Diego.
Absolutely.
3-1 pitch. That snapped to the outside corner for a strike. 4 straight 4-seam fastball there by Morrell. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Vela at second. No score. Bottom of the first. Morrell. He'll set the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and a little roller to short. Up with it, foot races on. The throw to first is in time to Ordonio, who takes care of business. Into third on the ground out goes Vela. And so with one out, here comes Kyle Norton. And Kyle Norton and Cooper Thacker have become somewhat of a base running duo, if you could call it. Remember when pitch is taken on the outside corner. Four ball, one ball, and no strikes. So we had last week between the Novato Knicks and the 40 Vies, you had runners as the 1-0 pitch skips off the glove of Shelton coming home. It's Stocker. He'll score on the wild pitch. That throw not nearly in time to the covering pitcher Morel, and it's 1-0 Colt 40 Vies. So as if Christmas hadn't come sooner, the Colt 40 Vies score their first run without ever having a base hit. So you had Norton against the Knicks with Thacker, and Norton got himself into a pickle on a pickoff, taking away inside, and that hit him. So not only was that pitch inside, but Norton is hit by a pitch, and so the 40 Vies already in business. But Norton ends up getting picked off, and so what he's doing is he's trying to run Thacker over to third. He takes second, almost leaves Thacker in a way out to dry, but Thacker was able to keep the play going with the pickle. The catcher comes over, tags Thacker, not in time, and then because none of the Novato Knicks covered home base, what did Thacker do? He popped right back up from third and took off for home, was able to steal two bases in one play, and that was how the Colt 45s ended up just having an absolute dandy of a time, given the Novato Knicks trouble on the base pass. 0-1 pitch to Reed. That is taken outside for ball one. One ball and one strike, and oh boy, man, we have so many people here. I might steal some people's nachos. Those look good with extra beans and nacho cheese. 1-1. There goes Norton. 1-1 pitch is taken on the inside corner for strike two. The throw to second, not in time. Skips into center field, and Norton is able to take third. And so the Reading Colt 45s, man, not even having to get a base hit, just steamrolling on the base pass. Here's the 1-2 pitch, taken in the dirt for ball two, and then if it weren't enough for the sovereign gentleman Dan Boutwell, he gets nicked on the foot as well. Hoping the fans maybe calm down a little bit for Dan Boutwell's case tonight, although it's not as hot, so he might be in a better mood. The 2-2 pitch to Reed. That is swung on, hit hard into left field for a base hit. In to score is Norton. Hunter Reed with the game's first run batted in, and with only one out, the Colt 40 Vies now lead 2-0. And so here is Trey Thomas. Thomas, a very quiet right-handed hitter, but good chat with him. Takes on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Is a fisherman during the offseason. 0-1 pitch taken a little bit inside for ball one. So, again, so interesting to think about when you think about, you know, Carson City, Thomas's relationship, a town very much like Reading. The main difference between the fact that, besides the fact that Reading is in California, 1-1 pitch, broke his bat, a slow roller to second, stumbles, tagging the bag with a bare hand at second for out number two is Esparza. Oh boy, that nearly turned into a disaster. Esparza took the routine grounder, fell on his wallet, but somehow able to barehand it and smack the bag old school. So Thomas is aboard on the fielder's choice. And now here's Giacomo Crissetti, who will be heading and will be playing college baseball in Iowa next year. Takes a little bit high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Hope for Devise ahead, 2-0. There goes Thomas. Pitch is taken high for ball two. The throw to second. Not in time. Ball skips into center field. And the Redding Colt 45 is just running rim shot all over Sacramento. New baseball order. Absolutely no order on the base pass right now.
That Bugs Bunny baseball we love.
Here's the 2-0 pitch swung on, rolled up along the third base side and foul. Bob Anderson making the barehanded grab, showing off the athleticism. Two balls and one strike. Now with Thomas at second. Here's the 2-1, missed down and in for ball three. So three balls and one strike to Giacomo Crissetti, whose great-great-uncle was Frankie Crissetti and won 17 World Series with the New York Yankees, was a three-time All-Star, led the American League in walks, and he got to play with none other than the all-time greats Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth. 3-1 pitches taken up and away for ball four. And, man, talk about the golden era of the Yankees.
One of their golden eras for sure.
I mean, one of their golden eras, but, boy, oh, boy, when the Yankees were the Yankees. Now here is Patrick Fregoso. Pitch is taken inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. And so for Fregoso, with the Colt 45s leading 2-0. 1-0 pitch, that's down and away for ball two. So some interesting characters, some interesting fans in the stands. We have a man wearing a kilt, so I'm not sure if it is some Scottish holiday that we didn't know about, but looking good with the kilt. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball three. Three balls and no strikes to count. The Colt 45s ahead 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Here is Morrell. He'll wind and fire. The left-hander delivers. Fastball down Main Street for strike one on the outer middle half, and with Mason Cassingham on deck. Glad you could join us as the sun starts to set on the season. 3-1 pitch by Morrell. That's a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. Little changeup right at the hips. Crossing into Fregoso. Full count, all runners will be going. Morrell, he'll set. Wind and fire, the 3-2 pitch is just a little high for ball four. So that ball just above the belt loop for Fregoso as he draws the walk. And now with the bases loaded, how crazy would it be if we got a chance to see Mason Cassingham hit a grand slam?
Man, I feel like he's got one.
He's hitting right-handed, which is actually his contact side. He has hit one home run this year, but that was from the left side of the plate. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner. First strike one, and talking with his pairs, he's been pinch-hitting since he was 4 years old. Not a bad way to earn your living, especially when you're 5'9", not necessarily the biggest at your position. But boy, oh boy, is he quick. 1-1 pitches in the dirt. Skipped by the catcher, Sheldon. In the score is Thomas and the Colt 45 picking up two cheap ones here on this Friday night, now leading 3-0.
I'm not sure any of these have been an RBI.
Yes, there has been one RBI.
Oh, Hunter Reed.
That's
right. Excuse
me. You are right there. Two of the three have been on wild pitches. Way to pay attention in there in the booth, boss.
Oh, thanks, man.
Doing a good job there. One ball, one strike with two outs. Now the bases are no longer loaded. But Kazingham trying to make something happen. 1-1 pitch, grounded to second. Kazingham, the throw, better hurry, and it is in time from Esparza to Pete Ordonio for the third out, and that ends the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s plate three runs on a pair of wild pitches and an RBI single by Hunter Reed. Eight men come to the plate for the Colt 45s. Three runs on one hit, one error, a hit by a pitch, and two walks. And at the end of one, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 3-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Started baseball's famous streak that's got us all aglow. He's just a man and not a freak. Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then, he's hit a good 12 more. Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Top of the second inning we go, and the Reading Colt 45s already ahead 3-0 against Sacramento NBO. Couple of fun little footnotes. This is the 39th anniversary of the opening of the 1984 Olympics that happened in Los Angeles. And they'll be coming back to Los Angeles in 2028. Mentioning the fact that this town has been home to some very famous Olympians. And, you know, again, we're here to talk about sports. We're not here to talk about anything else besides that. But, of course, first thing you think of when you think of Olympians, when you think of medal winners, all-time greats, Megan Rapinoe. 0-1 pitch, that swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 the counts. Too bulky, trying to take care. Excuse me. 0-2 hit. That swung on and missed a strike three. Chapel taking care of bulky. And boy, oh boy, this Sacramento NBO team just cannot catch up to Chapel's fastball right now. And now here is Keith Shelton. Here's the pitch. He swung on and missed for strike one. Chapel winds and fires the 0-1 pitch. That's a fastball taken up and away for ball one. So one ball and one strike in for Chapel, who wants to one day run a landscape design business with his father. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's a fastball right at the knees for strike two. And right now, Sacramento NBO just sort of looking around, trying to figure out what they can do against Chapel's fastball. He is hitting his marks. He is hitting inside. He is hitting outside. And they haven't hardly touched him. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Take it. Oh, that would have been strike three if Mason Cassingham had stuck that. Chapel knows he's got a big old grin on his face. That's an 18-year-old trying to take some new move that he's learned from a sensei. 2-2 hit swung on, line softly to third, making the catch. And third is for Gosto, two away. And so the order continues. And now here is Duncan Hansen, who is wearing his hands very differently than his Sacramento NBO teammates, liking the high socks with the calves dripping down. And as the children or the high school students would say, that's got a lot of drip. My intern Ari is just rolling her eyes, be like, man, you are such an old fart. Here's the 0-1 pitch, fastball that swung on and fouled away. No balls and two strikes to count. Good thing about being a high school sports reporter is you get to keep up with all the latest sayings that this generation comes up with. 0-2. Chapel with the drip.
He's got Riz, too.
Set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Straight fastball swung on and fouled back. And when you're locating and pitching with the kind of confidence that Chapel is, it just makes it dangerous to be a hitter. Chapel, he'll set. The 0-2 hit swung on in a high chopper into no man's land. Barehanded play by Tiger. The throw to first is in time. Oh, what a sweet play by Cooper Thacker. A slow roller into no man's land in that infield. The soft hands, the barehanded grab, the throw across his body. It doesn't get better than that. What a play from Cooper Thacker. Six straight retired by Bronson Chapel. And now we go to the bottom of the second. The Colt 45s lead Sacramento. New baseball order, 3-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Bottom of the second inning, and it'll be Jeremy Giesig, the nine-hole hitter, to lead things off, and then followed by Dusty Vela, and then Cooper Thacker, who just made an absolutely marvelous play on the infield, taking a slow roller hit by Duncan Hansen, barehanded it, and able to beat the H-A-N-S-E-N Hansen. No relation to me whatsoever. And so, for the Colt 45s, continuing its dominance over Sacramento NBO, and Gise takes a little bit high and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so, for the fans who aren't familiar with the new walls that have been painted, 1-0 kid swung on, line hard to pass the third baseman. Heck, for a base hit. And so, for Jeremy Gise, getting his day going with a leadoff single into left. And now here is Dusty Vela.
Second baseman, number five, Dusty Vela.
And so, for Vela, with Giesig at first. Big lead by Giesig. pitch is swung on and fouled away, and that is going to go into the bocce court. So don't see anybody playing bocce, but this is one of the rare nights where the temperatures have been below 100 degrees. So pretty much a nice cool day with a picnic and your favorite dog. Pitch is taken down and away for ball one. One ball and one strike. Definitely go check out the animals at Haven Humane Society as well. Here's the 1-1. Pitch, fastball, swung on, and that ball is inside, outed into left field for a base hit. Dusty Vela able to throw those hands and hit it hard to the opposite side. To second goes Giesig, and now here is Cooper Thacker, who grounded out to short in his first at bat. And after a very nice play to end the top of the second inning, looking to increase this 3-0 lead of the Colt 45s. Here's the pitch. Thacker looking to bunt, gets the barrel out, and takes for strike one. The second the throw goes, and retreating back is Giesig. 0-1 the count, so for Thacker, trying to bunt himself aboard, but unable to get a piece. We'll see if he tries it again. Morrell looking in, and he'll set. The 0-1 pitch, that's in the dirt. Packed crowd here at historic Tiger Field, which earlier this year celebrated 100 years of history at this particular location, founded in 1923. 1-1 pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike number two. In fact, the field as it is now is a lot different than how it looked back when it was first opened in 1923, according to general manager Rick Bassetti. Here's the 1-2 pitch that swung on and fouled away. Just getting a piece of the broken nacho is Thacker. And so it's one ball and two strikes. And so the field, the way that it is, the third base side used to be home plate, and then everything else would just sort of branch out. But then when Cypress Avenue was built, and you finally had a different connection, you know, connecting, you know, pretty much the rest of Shasta County, 1-2 pitch inside to Thacker. And so they had to pretty much redesign the field in 1943 and position it to the way that it is today. But the lights themselves are actually lighted in a way that makes home plate centered really around the backside towards Safeway. Three balls and two strikes to count. And that's why you'll also notice in right field when the sun goes down, there's actually a trapezoid, an optical illusion almost, in right center that looks like a trapezoid. 3-2 pitch is taken away for ball four. Thacker draws a walk, and the bases are loaded for Kyle Norton. And so for Kyle Norton, looking to put the hammer down on Sacramento NBO, already ahead 3-0. Here's the pitch. Taking in the dirt for ball one. That's under the legs of the catcher. It'll just be a light, literally tossed to home. In to score easily is Jeremy Giesig. And it just becomes more demoralizing for Sacramento NBO, who has allowed 3 of the 4 runs on wild pitches. So it's as if the Colt 45s didn't need any more help, and now they can really just put this thing away. 1-0 pitch is swung on line down the left field line. In foul, out of play, into the Colt 45's bullpen.
Still just the two hits, right?
Yep, just the three hits.
Oh, three hits, excuse me.
Yep.
1-1 to Norton. That is swung on and a chopper to short. The throw to first is in time. That takes care of Norton, but the Colt 45's trade and out for a run, and it's now 5-0 45s. The third goes Cooper Thacker, and so as weird as actually that is an RBI, but again, three of the five runs being scored on wild pitches. With one out, here is Hunter Reed now. The pitch, big fastball to the outside corner, swung on and missed. First strike one. And so for Hunter Reed, who, again, was born in Plano, Texas, the invention and birthplace of Dr. Pepper. 0-1 pitch that swung on and fouled away. 0-2, and of course, you can't be from Plano, Texas without being a fan of Dr. Pepper, which he calls liquid barbecue sauce.
I still think that's funny.
0-2, here's the 0-2 pitch that swung on and grounded to short. The throw from Griffiths to first is over his first baseman's head of Ordonio and taking second on the second Sacramento new baseball order error is Reed, and on the play scoring is Thacker. And so for these fans, man, talk about a game that has not been played with the greatest of defense by the opposition. And for Sacramento NBO, talk about new baseball order. They're just trying to restore some form of judiciary. I mean, it has not been good baseball at all played for these paying fans who paid $6 to get in. Every seat is a VIP spot. Everybody can talk to the players after the game, but still, you want to see at least some competition. And Sacramento NBO might have left that competition on the I-5 South on their way. And so for Reed, who is aboard on the error at shorts. And so now here is Trey Thomas, and we're not even through two innings. They're running Colt 45's lead 6-0. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That's taken down the middle for a strike. 0-1 the count. To Thomas. Morrell. He'll wind in for the 0-1 pitch. That is taken just a little bit high and away for ball one. One ball and one strike. And a guy who is also going to try to use his opportunity to try to get to the next level. 1-1 pitch taken in the dirt for ball two. Hunter Reed thinking about going. Nope, he'll retreat back to second. Ball got lost between the legs of Keith Shelton. Two balls and one strike. Bottom of the second. It's already 6-0, Reading Colt 45s. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on. Little roller takes a super hop over the head of Heck and into left field for a base hit. Nothing that Ian Heck can do. There is just a funky way that this ball just seems to roll, going from the soft infield to a somewhat hard concrete dirt. That ball went softly from short, and then that change of turf just bounced over his head like Sonic the Hedgehog. And so for Reed, who is at third, Thomas is at first, and for Giacomo Crosetti, with an opportunity to really do some damage. Here's the pitch. Taken on the inside corner for strike one. I don't know. Are announcers allowed to come into this game and play some defense?
I mean, you could definitely ask.
The Sacramento NBO new baseball order tonight.
You might need to.
At the same time, too. Maybe stand in right field. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, line down the first base side and foul.
Oh, Ethan, the only way you're going to play in the outfield is if you pick some grass out there while you're out there.
Hey, you know what? I was at a football practice, not going to name the school, but some kid during the huddle was chasing after a dragonfly.
You know what? Life's for living. Life is for living.
Life is worth living, especially for those dragonflies. Little throw to first. And oh, boy, Morrell throws it away on the pickoff throw. The ball goes out of play. The second goes straight, Thomas. It's now 7-0. And oh, my goodness, you got to be wondering what was in the breakfast of new baseball order.
Man.
My goodness.
Not Wheaties.
That's now four runs that have been scored either off of a wild pitch or in now this case you have the bad pickoff throw. With one out, here's Morrell, the 0-2 pitch. That's taken in the dirt for ball one. Skips by the catcher Shelton into third. Goes Thomas. My. Oh. I think if we're keeping track here, that might be five or six wild pitches. I'm just gonna.
I think it's five
it
now.
At six right now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fouled away.
Not the best of game.
Nope. I mean, never say never, of course, but man. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball two. This time a better job by Shelton keeping that ball in front. Singing the blues. The Colt 45s are already ahead. 7-0 with only one out in the bottom of the second. Morrell, he'll set. Wind in front of the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and a bouncer over the head of the shortstop. Into left center for a base hit. Boy, when it is your night, it is your night. Nothing that the shortstop Griffiths could do. Again, just a hard roller on the grass, and then it just hit the infield at such an awkward position, and it literally bounced 4 or 5 feet over the head of Griffiths. Nothing he can do. Crosetti picks up a run from Madison, and it is now 8-0. Ready? Colt 45. The throw to second. Crosetti goes on the first pitch, and he is safe.
Smelling blood.
So, yeah, remember that record? I think it was 15 stolen bases that the Colt 45s were going for. I think they finished off with 11, and they might break that tonight easily. I think that's 5 stolen bases now. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That swung on and fouled back. No balls and 2 strikes. This Colt 45 team with some of the best netting that you will see in, at least in the area. We actually had a game between UBrab and West Valley where the netting actually broke on a wild pitch that skirted into the stands. And it skirted under one of the player's grandmother's legs. Somehow she didn't end up getting hit. So, 0-2, here is Crosetti. And I think Crosetti at this point is just trying to get himself into a pickle to try to get the game over with, or get the inning at least over with. He gets tagged out on the pickle. Man, tell me you're trying without trying, but actually trying to try.
Well, I don't blame him, man. He's given
one
some mercy.
Ball, 2 strikes, 2 out. It's an 8-0 Reading Colt 45's lead. Here's the 1-2 pitch. 2 for Gosa. That swung on and hit softly into shallow left center. Going back off the grass, 4 feet is Griffiths. He'll make the catch, and that ends the inning. But the Colt 45s score 5 runs on what was a very inauspicious piece of defense there by Sacramento NBO. And at the end of 2 innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 8-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Come along this time. Can Griffey swing the crowd to one rhyme?
Griffey's a swinger, not a singer. A deaf rhyme bringer. A home run hitter, but I'm not a dope swinger. For those who try to flex, I'm a quick neck ringer. For those who think the rhyme is wiggity whack, I'm a sting ya. The G, the R, the I, the F, the F, the E, the Y. See, I'm singing.
All right, it's the top of the third inning, and it's time to throw it to our sideline reporter from Shasta High School, Aria Del Rosario Sabet. What do you have for us, Aria? Tell us a little something about the 45s today.
Thank you, Ethan. Throughout my time here out on Tiger Field, I've been seeing the local Sandlot sound machines grow these past couple months. For the second time this season, I interviewed the creator, Mrs. Johnson, the orchestra teacher at UPrep. She was saying that the turnout has been better than she ever hoped for. Their support has been continuously growing, with their energy ramping up after every game. The other band members have been involved in the recent Shasta College production of The Sound of Music. Most of the members outside of the Colt 45s games don't get the opportunity to play this kind of repertoire. They don't get to play the funk, the rock, outside of this. Mrs. Johnson's personal favorite song to play is The Land of 1,000 Dances, which was just now played a few seconds ago. After tomorrow night, the Sandlot Sound Machine will be taking a 2-month break. Then when October hits, they will start recruiting, so expect to be amazed by the next time June rolls around.
Awesome job, Aria. As always, becoming a very detailed storyteller, and that's what it's about. Good job there. And so, we are here in the top of the third inning, and the first pitch was a ground out by Henry Palmer to set up Pete Ordonio. Here is Bronson Chapel. He winds, he fires, delivers. That pitch is swung and driven into deep right center. Going back, here's Crosetti to the warning track over his head. And into second is Pete Ordonio, and that ends 7 straight retired by Bronson Chapel. So just a first pitch fastball that he left too far over the plate, and the big fella, Big Pete, able to drive one into right center. And so, with one out, the no-hitter, the perfect game, anything you thought magical was going to happen, well, put a bubble in that one.
Well,
so,
you knew I was.
I know, I didn't want to be the broadcaster jinx this time.
Nope, that was me last time, so.
Hey, here's the pitch. As far as takes inside for ball one, go ahead.
So we still got 2 more games. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. I'm hoping that Reese Fairweather gets another chance. He's still here. That's one thing that's cool.
Oh, I thought he might have left because I haven't heard him in any games recently.
Oh, the pitch, that ball's popped up on the infield. Going into foul territory, Fragoso with the beat on it, and he won't have the play. And so a very high, that ball must have skyrocketed at least 50 feet in the air before coming down. So no balls and 2 strikes. Usually Chapel's the man to get out of the way, but I don't know, it might have helped him this time. I don't know, I'm kind of a little bit broke on the pitcher trying to get out of the way. You know, when there's a pop-up. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Slider swung all over roller. Chapel looks off the man in second. Throws the first in time. Oh, and you want to talk about just sound fundamental baseball. That was it by Bronson Chapel. took the slow roller, looked back the runner to second, and then made a quick throw to first. And this Bronson Chapel guy, he is going places.
Yeah, he's been dealing all summer.
Two outs. And here's the pitch. Straight fastball. Swung on and missed for strike one to Brett Griffiths. 0-1 the count. And so for Chapel, trying to deliver on the savory discounts. He'll wind in front of the 0-1 pitch. Swung on. Grounder, too short. Oh, nice play there by Thacker as that ball took the super off the throw to first in time. Oh, boy, Cooper Thacker having himself an absolute gem of a game defensively. Made a great play barehanded and then took that same bad hop, able to position himself in the right spot, just 3 steps to the right of second base, and then able to make a good throw on Griffiths to end the inning. No run. One hit, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the third inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 9-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, KC was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning. One Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell.
Oh, yeah. In politics, you never read the line. Barbara. Oh, okay. We need to get there, Barbara. We've been married for 74 years. 74 years, folks. Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Barbara, for coming on tonight. We made our 100th anniversary in Tiger Field special. When God was roaming the outfield here, this ballpark is only 27 years old. How about that? You're not going to do nothing for me. Thank you so much, Don.
We'll find out who that was.
No.
Bottom of the third inning we go, and here is Mason Cassingham.
Pitcher, number 2, Mason Cassingham. Go,
So Mason Cassingham coming up to bat, takes inside and low for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Cassingham down the middle for a strike. One pitch, swung on, hard grounder to short. Up with it. Throw to first in time by Griffith. And so Cassingham gets taken care of, and with one away, here's Jeremy Giesig. And so for the Reading Colt 45s, who just got done honoring a very special member of the community. Here's the pitch taken inside on the inside corner for strike one. And the Colt 45s just honored Don Napoli, who played for the Reading Browns back in 1951. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on line to short and making the catch. as Griffiths, but what a tribute that was, and what a treat to have somebody who played for the Colt 45s back when Tiger Field was only 27 years old. Don getting honored with a baseball signed by each of the members of the Reading Colt 45s baseball team. And as we've talked about in previous broadcasts, how the Reading Browns were the Far West minor league baseball affiliate of the St. Louis Browns, who became the Baltimore Orioles. And so what an absolute treat it was. And maybe we'll even try to get an interview with him and maybe try to call an inning of baseball with him and discuss what it was like to be a member of the Reading Browns and what Tiger Field was like back in 1951. Meanwhile, here is Cooper Thacker after the two-out single by Vela. Pitch is taken inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That is in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and no strikes for Thacker, who walked in the second inning and came home to score on what was a five-run bottom of the second. 1-0 is taken low. And so, boy, oh boy, man, talk about just seeing the history. I mean, Reading itself is still a town of, you know, farms, and you have them all over. 3-1, 3-0 pitch is taken on the inside corner for a strike. You have the downtown area, but so much of the downtown area has changed and expanded. But what an absolutely marvelous treat to see Mr. Napoli, and what an honor it is to get to recognize a living legend. Three balls and two strikes to count. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That's taken way upstairs for ball four. Cooper Thacker draws a walk for the second time in as many plate appearances, and here is Kyle Norton. Here's the pitch to Norton. That's taken down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. One out in Norton. That's taken outside for ball two. The throw to second, not in time, is retreating back is Vela. And so the Colt 45s staying aggressive on the base paths. And again, getting four of their runs, three on wild pitches, one on an error, 2-0 pitch swung on, grounded to second. Up with it, the throw is in time from Esparza Toro Ordonio, and that ends the inning. So the Reading Colt 45s get a base hit, and lead two men. And at the end of three innings, the 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 8-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. The hero to us all, Nolan Ryan, he stands straight, he stands tall. He don't mess around, boy. All right, and now we're going to the top of the fourth inning, which means it's time for Chappie's Hot Corner with the only man to have legally ran around the bases backwards, Tyler Chapman.
Hey, what's going on? The only man to ever do jumping jacks over the center field wall, Ethan Hansen. Thanks, bud. So I was thinking about it earlier, seeing as the quote 45 season's ending and seeing how good they actually are this year. Well, the standings are as follows. At the bottom of the table, the Fresno Athletics, 15-26. The Indians of Fairfield, 14-18. The Novato Knicks are 13-15. MBO Sacramento, who are playing tonight, is 9-8. The Medford Rogues are 24-21 in fourth place. The Seattle Studs are 14-10 in third place. The Rosebuds are 15-3 in second place. And the Colt 45 stand alone atop the table, 29-8. Back to you, Ethan.
Well, it just goes to show you what happens when you put together an amazing team. And you know what? That's what General Manager Rick Bassetti was able to do. The only thing it seems like we're missing right now is maybe a playoff system, or at least a weak playoff system, or maybe a single elimination system. But
that's what I'd like to see. That's why I reported on that.
Yeah. Here's the pitch now to Surreal Hero, who takes on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here is Chapel. Chapel. Heel set wind in front of the 0-1 is taken up and away. One ball, one strike, one out on a day where we get to honor Don Napoli, the former Reading Browns center fielder. 1-1 pitch, four seamer on the outside corner for a strike. And for Don Napoli, who has just recently turned 96 years old, amazing, amazing life, celebrating 77 years married to his wife, Barbara. Just an amazing, wonderful man who has made Reading his home throughout his life. Two balls, two strikes, with one out to Hero. Chapel, he'll set. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, lifted down the third base side, and foul. That is out of play. The 2-2 pitch. Four-seamer. Oh, just below the knees. For ball three. And so Chapel, on this Friday night, and what is an absolute gem of an evening, faded pink clouds in right, left, and center field, 3-2 pitch, swung on, grounded softly to second. Up with it is Vela, throws to Reed, and there's quickly two away. And so for Austin Chapel, who has retired, 11 of the 12 men he has faced. Now going up against Wyatt Baalke. The pitch to Baalke. Four-seamer delivered away for ball one. Chapel. He'll set the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. One ball and one strike, and we even have ourselves a half moon. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Four-seamer runs inside out to Baalke, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Here's 1-2, fastball a little high for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two out, selfies galore on this packed Friday evening here at historic Tiger Field. The 2-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Chapel loving it. Pumps his fist. That is four strikeouts for Bronson Chapel, continuing to work efficiently as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 40 Buzz lead Sacramento and VO 8-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Moderate the discussion. Bottom of the fourth inning here is Hunter Reed. Hunter Reed stepping up to the plate. He'll be followed by Trey Thomas and then Giacomo Crosetti. Swung on a little roller up along the third base side, and Reed hit it off the top of his foot. Oh, and won the count for Reed, who is also an expert juggler. He can juggle three objects. He can juggle rubber duckies, baseballs, apples. Oh, one pitch is taken in the dirt for ball one. So I guess that would be some good eye-hand coordination for baseball players to do. One of the other activities that has really become a favorite of this 45 team is playing sand volleyball on the beach courts. Here's the one pitch that's taken inside for ball two. Two balls and one strike the count. Yeah, so the sand courts at Caldwell Park has really become a favorite. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung of that ball is going hard into center field, and then it gets past Balky, who misread the ball, and it rolls all the way into left center. Heading into third is Hunter Reed, who has himself a triple. And the Colt 45s are opening things up here with the bats the good old-fashioned way. No wild pitches, no errors, just a straight-laced, hard-hit line drive into left center. So, for Reed, who, again, I don't know, I think we'll be very, very generous tonight and give him the triple. I mean, it was misplayed by Balky, but he didn't necessarily touch the ball either. So, I don't know, what's your take on that? Here's the pitch, swung on, lifted high into right field, under it is Palmer, and he makes the catch. Tagging up at third and scoring is Reed. And the Colt 45s now lead 9-0.
Well, Ethan, to my knowledge, I think that if the ball wasn't touched or played in any way by the infielder, then it's a hit.
Well, I mean, obviously it was a hit, but I'm talking about, is it a triple, though?
Yes.
Yes, so.
That's what I meant.
There you go. So for Hunter Reed, who is 2-for-2 on the day playing baseball, or excuse me, 2-for-3 on the day playing baseball bingo, has himself a triple and a single, both runs batted in. And now here is Giacomo Tresetti. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That is in the dirt. And so, for Crescetti, again, his dad, a fisherman, is a fly fisherman who leads expeditions out in Alaska. 1-1 pitch taken up and away for ball two. Two and one. Borrell. He'll set winding by the 2-1 pitch. That swung on and hit off of the foot of Crescetti. Foul. And that is going to sting. He is limping off, favoring that left foot of his. He might have hit that one off the top of his toe. And Coach Bob Anderson is going to go out and talk to Crescetti. That did not feel good. And he is having some trouble walking it off. So hopefully Crescetti will stay in the game. Remember, that was how one of my favorite ball players of all time, Dustin Pedroia, injured himself. Just hit a foul ball off the top of his foot, hit it off one of the flanges, and ended up being broken. But Crescetti, though, he is okay. He's going to talk about rub some dirt in it. Getting himself comfortable in that box. 2-2 with one out. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Taken a little bit outside for ball three. So 3 balls and 2 strikes with no out. Nine nothing here, Reading Colt 45s. And what is a packed crowd here in the last series of the season. 3-2 inch, swung on, lifted down the right field line, and that is foul. So we will do it again with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 3-2 hit, swung on. Line hard past the third baseman. Heck, for a base hit. And so for Giacomo Crescetti, getting that base hit, that must feel good after hitting it off his foot. And so for Crescetti, who now is 2-for-2 on the day with 2 singles.
Hey, Ethan, I got to tell you, how I knew I was a pitcher in high school when I did play my one season was I was taking batting practice. I hit one off my foot, and I said, nope, I'm going to throw the ball. That hurts really bad. Yep.
That makes sense. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled away.
And plus, I couldn't hit very well.
Yeah. Yeah, all I know is, like, The only invention that I think needs to happen for baseball, somebody's got to invent the perfect cleat that is almost like a helmet for the top of your foot.
Hey, maybe that's our story. Let's invent it.
Yeah, let's invent something. I've got no math skills at all whatsoever.
Neither do I.
I'm an imaginatist though.
You're creative like myself.
Oh, two pitches swung on and missed a strike three. What'd you say?
I said you're a creative like myself.
Yeah, I'm a we're both creative. We both have imagination. Yeah, okay. 2 outs, and now here is Mason Cassingham, who is 0-for-2 on the day, grounded to second and grounded to short. Funny enough, it was interesting. Cassingham didn't hit a home run this year for his high school career at UPrep, but has won with the Reading Colt 45s. Oh, and won the count with Crescetti at first. It's now 10-0 in favor of the Colt 45s. 0-1 pitch delivered on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes the count. Here's the 0-2 pitch, taken on the outside corner for strike three, and down goes Cassingham. And so for Cassingham, he is rung up, and so for the running Colt 45s, though, able to kick up a run, capped off by a triple by Hunter Reed, who has himself a single and a triple. Maybe we'll see the cycle tonight. At the end of four, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 10-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it for the Van Camp pitcher. Swings the bat like a little pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who,
swing it at the plate. Say hey.
Yep, top of the fifth inning we go as the Reading Colt 45s are ahead 10-0. And again, just another day where we get to celebrate sports history. And I think my favorite piece, though, of today is the fact Hold on. Where was it? Yeah, is the fact that getting inducted into the Hall of Fame was Lou Brock and Enos Slaughter. And cool thing about Lou Brock, I actually found a jersey of his that was at a local thrift shop, and it was signed by him. And we were able to deliver it to Shazam Little League and raise some money. So Wow. Somebody somewhere out there has a T-shirt signed by the Hall of Fame outfielder from the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's amazing. So somebody donated a Lou Brock signed shirt to Goodwill.
It was me.
Oh, it was you. Okay.
There's a thrift shop, and it's called Vintage on Pine Street. And I was just down there because they have a, it's just funny. I go down there to actually just play with this Labrador retriever named Harris, just a cute dog, and one of the few that I'm not actually allergic to. So I'm playing with Harris. This old guy comes in and, don't mean to age anybody. 2-1 pitch, slump, grounder, backhanded, the throw to first in time. Cooper Thacker with an absolute gem. It is his night on defense.
Yeah, man.
A 2-1 hard grounder that he had to forehand spin off of his back foot to a balletic pirouette in the air to get the throw off, and it is just poetry in motion for the 21-year-old from Pleasant Valley High School, just continuing to play impressive defense tonight. Man, that is the third web, Jim. And boy, oh boy, if you want to make a living in the MLB, make plays like that. Show that on your highlight tape. That is a fine piece of work there from Cooper Thacker. Ugh,
You always quote your boy. Why can't I remember his name? Dodgers broadcaster.
Yeah, no, Vin Scully.
Vin Scully. Yeah, I always quote my Giants boys, and they say the one difference of Major League Baseball and any other baseball is the fielding. That's how you know you're the majors, if you can field like that.
Oh yeah, there we go. We have ourselves our first winner or loser, depending on how you define luck. We have a Ford Explorer that just got hit on its front windshield. That thing might be shattered too. Boy, oh boy, somebody might be needing a new windshield. Man, you know it's that when Rick Bassetti is going out to check the damage. That swung on and fouled away. 0-2 the count. So 0-2 to Duncan Hansen, spelled H-A-N-S-E-N, like the sodas. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That swung on and missed for strike three. A little bit of root beer float to go along with that ice cream. That is now the fifth strikeout for Bronson Chapel. Bronson Chapel just continuing to throw a gem. Has allowed just one base hit today. A double to Pete Ordonio back in the third inning. Here's Chapel. He'll wind and deliver. The pitch, that swung on and fouled away. Do we have another one? Oh, yes, we do. A silver Chrysler gets hit on the top of the hood. So everybody's coming away with something free from the ballpark today.
I feel like if you get your car
on pitch on the inside corner for strike two, I'll slow down. What?
Oh, I said I feel like if you get your car hit, you should keep the ball. You get to keep the ball for sure.
Oh yeah, no, you definitely should be able to keep the ball. And on top of that too, I feel like you should get yourself a free beverage as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, two hits. That's taken high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. When I mean beverages, I'm talking about something like an Arnold Palmer. One ball and two strikes with two outs. 9-0, Reading Colt 45. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball freezes. Henry Palmer for strike three. So speaking of Arnold Palmer, that was a perfect mix of iced tea and lemonade to the right fielder. No runs, no hits. Bronson Chapel showing out for the big crowd tonight. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, nearly halfway home here, as the Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 9-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy in a truck, at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view his website at gregspump.com. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs. Bottom of the fifth inning, and here is Jeremy Giesig to lead things off. And for Gisaig, just talking about the things that he has learned with the Reading Colt 45s, he said that he has loved coming out, playing in front of these hometown fans, getting to interact and meet new people. Some of these, all of these players have had to use host families, and we want to thank all the host families for providing places for our players to stay at. Taken up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count to Gisaig. 1-0 is swung on and fouled away as we have ourselves a new pitcher. And that new pitcher is Denitre Perry. So Denitre Perry. That might be Dimitri, but I don't know. I'm seeing D-E-N-E-T-R-I. So Dimitri delivers on the outside corner for strike number two. One ball and two strikes to count to Gisaig. Colt 45s ahead 9-0 here as we celebrate the welcoming back of former Reading Browns player Don Abley. 1-2 pitch. That swung on and missed for strike three. And so the sidearmer, Denitre Perry, able to deliver the strikeout. Again, very tough. When you're going from a guy who was left-handed through traditionally over the top the way Morrell did, and now you get to face a sidearm right-hander. Here's the pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into right center. Going under it, ranging to his left and making the catch is Duncan Hansen, and now there's two away. And so for Dusty Vela, he flies out on the first pitch that he sees. And now, here's Cooper Thacker, who has made three excellent defensive plays. And now, the kids are being told to stop running. One ball and no strikes to count. Somebody just watch those kids. Hire a lifeguard. You're going to the corners, Sonny. One ball and no strikes to count. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Thacker. That's taken away for ball two. I don't know. Did they tell you to stop running at the Giant Stadium?
No,
I think they will. AT&T or Oracle Park, it's now called. I feel like I just went through three names for the same ballpark.
I feel like they would. I feel like they absolutely would, especially on that boardwalk there.
I don't know, man. All the times that I used to ditch class in college just to go to games. Aria, close your ears. This is not what you do when you're in college.
Yes, it is.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. No, Aria is going to be like a heart surgeon someday.
Oh, okay.
If we're lucky. Two balls, two strikes, two out. I don't know. What do you want to be when you grow up, Aria?
An immigration lawyer.
Okay, close enough. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here's the 2-2 pitch taken away for ball three.
Either way, Aria is a little bit above our pay grade, isn't she?
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, she is very much above our pay grade, man. She's going to be telling us what to do.
Absolutely.
In the court of law. Hopefully we'll be lucky enough to not have that happen.
That's right.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. That ball is swung on and fouled away with Kyle Norton on deck. And then if Norton gets aboard, Hunter Reed will be due up. And Reed is 2-for-3. Two runs batted in, a single and a triple. We've come close a couple of times to seeing the cycle. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That is swung on and missed to strike three. And so the running Colt 45s have ran into some trouble with Demetre Perry, who strikes out the Colt 45s. Who deals the Colt 45s in order. No runs, no hits, and we're through five innings. The 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 9-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanella. Newcomb and Dobin too. But it's a natural fact.
Top of the sixth inning, and for the Reading Colt 45s leading 9-0, scoring three runs in the first, five runs in the second, then chipping in one in the fourth. And so the story tonight has been the dominance of Bronson Chapel, who has six strikeouts and has allowed just one hit. Here's the first hit. It swung on, line down the right field line, and foul. Oh, and one the count. So, 0-1 the count to Pete Ordonio, who is 1-for-1, the lone man with a base hit off Chapel. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Ordonio. Slider delivered on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes the count. Oh, 2 pitch, straight fastball, swung on and fouled away. Fans looking to see if a car gets hit. No balls, two strikes. Definitely not the kind of game that you bring your Bentley out to.
No, sir.
I don't know. Does anybody in town drive a Bentley? Here's the 0-2 pitch swung on. I've definitely seen. I feel like there's really like a love for Teslas here.
Yeah, I see some Teslas. I see a lot of good old fashioned Chevrolets, but Mustangs, but.
No balls and two strikes. Top of the sixth. Chapel. Sets, winds, and fires the 0-2 pitch to Ordonio. Swung on. There's a high fly ball into deep left field. Going back is Giesing. To the wall, over the scoreboard, and gone. Pete Ordonio leaves planet Earth with an absolute shot over the left center wall. And so now he is 2-for-2. And the lone man that has given Chapel problems breaks up the shutout in the top of the sixth inning.
Ownage is ownage.
A straight fastball there by Chapel, and Pete Ordonio took that to dinner. Now here's the pitch to Esparza. That's rolled up along the first base side and foul.
Everybody in that dugout over there is going to be asking what he's seeing off of him.
Well, I think what it is, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong here. I just feel like Ordóñez is the lone guy that can really get around his fastball. So, and he, you know, sometimes you get lucky too, you guess, and maybe Ordóñez will guess right.
Absolutely.
No balls and two strikes now to Ramon Esparza. Chapel winds and fires the 0-2 pitch. Oh, just a little bit inside, but didn't miss by much. Good frame job there by casting a very subtle tip of the glove. Again, taking those lessons from Higuchi.
I do feel like
just it's great. Oh, go ahead.
I said I do feel like it's one of our strong suits is our catching catching unit.
One ball, two strikes, swung on and missed. Strike three. A fastball blows right by Esparza. And so if your name is not Pete Ordóñez, you are not having a good night at the plate. Two hits allowed, one run, both of them to Ordóñez. And now here is Brett Griffiths, who is tonight's beer batter. Here's the pitch. Swung on and a grounder to there. Nice play there by Fragoso, staying down, throws the first to Reed, and that takes care of Griffiths, two away, and so forth. Patrick Fragoso, who has played that base position pretty well, what has really been sort of a weird issue defensively. Cole Ford divides between Mason Johnson and Dusty Vela at third have committed 30 errors, but for Fragoso, showing the gentle hand. Pitch is taken down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Yeah, for Fragoso, just four errors. So for a man that really sees time in the infield, it's been a pretty solid job. 1-0 pitch, four-seam fastball, swung on, lifted foul along the first base side and out of play. One pitch. Another fastball swung on and fouled back. No ball. One ball and two strikes the count. And Forge Chapel, who is from Harriman, Utah, said that he used to participate in model runway shows when he was 10 years old. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball two. And that skips into the crowd and behind home plate. Wow. Man, talk about a wild pitch. That ball bounced off of Casingham. And now the fans are really giving Casingham the Bronx Bombers. 2-2 pitch, strike three called. Chapel after the wild pitch freezes Ian Heck for out number three, and that ends the inning. 8 strikeouts for Bronson Chapel, who has thrown well here. 6 innings complete, just 1 run and 2 hits allowed for the right-hander from Utah. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 9-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Greg's Home and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide variety, with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, the guy in a truck, at Greg's Plumb and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. GregsPump95 or view his website at GregsPump.com. Bottom of the sixth inning we go, and it'll be Kyle Norton to lead things off, followed by Hunter Reed, and then Trey Thomas. So Norton waiting for an invitation. Not sure what's going on with the home plate umpire, but he is... So right now we have, I believe, a substitution working on getting the scoring correctly is Derek Fasking. So Derek Fasking getting it done. His son Eric Fasking was the head coach of last year's team. Continuing to work hard, shows his love for baseball, but funny enough, they've lived in the North Sea for over 20 years, and they are Dodger fans. First pitch swung on, hard gumbo up the middle for a base hit, and so for Kyle Norton, he is aboard. And now here is Hunter Reed, who is 2-for-3, reached base all three times safely. He has an RBI single and an RBI triple.
And definitely the first
baseman,
definitely the number
26. And so for Kyle Norton with a short lead, but he is 6'5", so when he runs, first pitch swung on, grounded to second, the throw to first, double play, and that is two outs. So for Hunter Reed, any hopes of maybe a cycle are going to have to hold on to those hopes for now. And so, with two outs, now here is Trey Thomas.
Stepping up to the plate. Designated hitter, number 21, Trey Thomas.
Here's the pitch to Trey. That is snaked right on the outside corner. First strike one. 0-1 the count. Glad you could join us. Accompanied here with the man, the myth in the studio, the man who could maybe even be the voice of Charlie's Angels, Tyler Chapman. And, of course, we got Aria Del Rosario Sabet, the incoming senior who is going to be one of the tennis players to watch this year, a section champion in the 4x100 as a sophomore as well. So she is an accomplished athlete herself and taking in this broadcasting experience. So I guess we got to ask Aria, what do you think of baseball now that you've been at this for over 2 months?
I think baseball's pretty interesting. I didn't realize how much technique is involved in it. So I've enjoyed seeing all the technicality that comes with the sport this season.
Yeah? That's great. You having fun? That's the most important part. Have you been having fun? And it's okay to be honest.
Yeah, no, I am having fun. I think it's...
Don't lie to me.
I think it's been a good experience for me.
You sure? Oh, God. Yeah. 2-2 pitch. That's taken away for ball three.
Hey, I'm going to try a Hannah and Ethan Hansen compliment. The only man that's the fourth member in the boy band Hansen that is not in the band, Ethan Hansen. Mbop to you, bud.
Oh, thank you, bud. Appreciate that. Yeah, I've never actually listened to a Hansen song. You know one thing I've also never done? I've never listened to a Taylor Swift song either.
Oh, you have got to. Taylor Swift's a genius.
For strike three, and now watch Tyler's about to play a Taylor Swift song.
She's
after
a genius,
I feel
man.
Like That's the end of the inning. Che Thomas strikes out. We'll be right back here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 9-1.
Shortstop yelled, that's a two. Must have been a madhouse, fans upon their feet. Little ones among them, standing on their seat. Well, that would have brought up Herbal. Speezy old pinch hit. He took a third strike looking. Officially, that was it. It was a lovely summer's morning. An off day in L.A. Still thought one Doc Ellis was he.
All right, top of the seventh inning we go, and Bronson Chappell has been working very well into the seventh inning. Just two hits, one run allowed, and that one run was a home run to Pete Ordonio. And so it'll be Surreal Hero followed by Wyatt Balky. And then Keith Shelton.
Anyway, go to a good cause and you can win some tickets to a good baseball game for the next few days.
And so here is Surreal Hero. Here's the pitch taken on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, line down the left field line, and foul. And so trying to take care of Hero, who is 0-2. Bounce back to the pitcher and grounded to second. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That is in the dirt for ball one. So one ball and two strikes to count. Tomorrow's game time will start at 7:10 p.m. as we wrap up the Reading Colt 45s baseball season before baseball takes a break at Tiger Field for the next 8 months. Chris Chappell, he'll set. Winding fire, the 1-2 pitch, swung on, lifted down the third base side, and foul. That's out of play. So one ball and two strikes to count. Again, talking about some of our favorite moments of the year. Trying to think.
That pickle that Thacker and Norton got into intentionally, that was amazing.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes, swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Hero. Nine strikeouts for Bronson Chappell, and that will set up Wyatt Balky. The other thing that I loved was, of course, you got to always think about, as far as the in-game promotions, the canine day where we have Officer Canine Otto, a Belgian Malinois, take a bite out of crime. tackle the batter at home plate. Pitch taken on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Straight fastballs. Foul tip for strike two. No balls and two strikes the count. Here's Chapel. Winds in, delivers to Balky. Whoa, two pitch. Blows the fastball by him for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts. And so for Bronson Chapel, in dominant form right now, and you take away the two writs from Ordonio. I mean, we don't talk about the ifs or the ands, but we can talk about the possibilities. Had that string fastball delivered on the outside corner. First strike one. Retired seven in a row. That's actually the way it's sort of been actually for Chapel. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Four-seamer delivered high. So, yeah, he'll retire seven in a row and then allow a hit. Retire eight in a row and then Ordonia. Here's the 1-1 taken on the outside corner for strike two with Duncan Hansen. Keith Shelton on deck. One ball and two strikes with two out. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Four-seamer grounded to short. Up with it is Thacker. The throw to first is in time. And so for Cooper Thacker, he knows how to take care of this field. That's why you charge the ball, and Thacker has just done a magnificent job this season at short. So, no runs, no hits. It's time for the seventh inning stretch with Take Me Out to the Ball Game and God Bless America, sang by Scott Lewis. God
bless America, land of love, stand inside her, stand inside her, through the night with the light from above, from the mountain. To the prairies, to the ocean, why with God, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home.
Let's sing it, Ethan. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. And it's root for the 45s. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. And it's root for Reading. And if they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old.
Yep. All right, it's time for the bottom of the seventh inning, and we'll throw it to around the horn by Tyler Chapman. I want to ask you, did any of those trade acquisitions help the Dodgers today? And what else is happening around at the MLB?
Well, of course, the Dodgers will open up the checkbook. So, yeah, those things are going to help them. But earlier today, we had the Marlins.
Open up the checkbook. Spoken like a true Giant fan.
Well, yeah, we don't do that, and you know that. 6-5, the Marlins over the Tigers.
Okay.
1-0 for the Orioles over the Yankees. 2-1 for the Phillies over the Pirates. 4-1 over the Blue Jays over the Angels, who are keeping Shohei Ohtani. 5-1 for the Mets over the Nationals. White Sox 3-0 over the Guardians. The Braves 10-7 over the Brewers. We had the Royals 8-5 over the Twins. Rays 4-3 over the Astros. Cubs 3-2 over the Cardinals. My Athletics 8-5 over the Rockies. The Mariners are currently leading the Diamondbacks 5-2 in the top of the ninth. In the top of the eighth inning, it's 7-0 for the Padres over the Rangers. It is 6-2 for the Reds over Ethan's Dodgers in the bottom of the seventh, and the Red Sox currently leading 2-1 over my Giants in the top of the eighth. Back to you, bud.
Yep, bottom of the seventh, Giacomo Crisetti just lined out, and now here is Patrick Fragoso. And with this full crowd, we are going to have ourselves in the top of the eighth inning. We are going to have the lose your shoes race, so we'll give you full action commentary for that. Pitch is delivered on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1.
And let's hear it one more time for our bat boy. Wait a minute, boys. See you later. There we go. Good job. And catcher, number two, Mason, passing it.
Here's the pitch to Kazmian, taken away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes to count. The sun has set into a black sky. Here's the 1-0 pitch delivered away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Kazmian 0 for 2. Pretty good job done here by Dimitri Harry as the 2-0 is swung on and fouled away. Two balls and one strike. Wow. 2-1 pitch taken away for ball three. So three balls and one strike the count to Castingham, whose sister Mackenzie attends U.S. Merchants Academy. 3-1 pitch that swung on and missed for strike two. Man, he swung that like he was swinging a tennis racket. Man, trying to backhand that thing all the way across. 3-2. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Castingham. That is taken high for ball four. So Castingham is aboard with two outs. And now here is Jeremy Giesig.
Stepping into the batter's box. Left fielder, number 29, Jeremy Giesig.
Here's the pitch to Giesig that swung on and fouled away. And so for Giesig, wearing his crosses, wears two of them across his chest. When asking him about some of the things that he likes to cook, and he said that he does a pita bread breakfast sandwich with 5 eggs. He said tucked inside the pan when he cooks the bread, so here's the 0. One pitch swung on, roller to third. Up with it, the throw to first is in time. Nice play at third base by the new man who's the substitution, and that ends the inning. We go to the top of the eighth inning, and the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 9-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And now it is time to do the Lose Your Shoes race. So let's see which of these little people is going to get interviewed on the radio tonight. Hey, I'm being serious. Hey. The Lose Your Shoes race. The kids have to find their shoes, put them on, and then race to Homer. And we have, oh wow, this is over 100 kids tonight, baby. So we are in for a race for the ages. Here they go, and they are off. And they're sprinting. Who's going to win the race? One kid slips on his Jordans. Another kid slips on his Jordans. Oh, man, he has been practicing. What a flawless performance for the kid in the Jordans. Absolutely spectacular. We've had a couple of them lose shoes in the past. It's all right. We're gonna go back to the game as we are in the top of the inning and swing it over to Aria. Aria, what'd you learn about Trey Thomas?
I've been seeing a lot of the Colt 45 players around the Sun Oaks these past couple months, and I somehow run into Trey Thomas almost every Thursday. I spoke with him a bit before the game tonight, and he was telling me that these last few games are sort of bittersweet. He's sad for the season to be over, but he's mostly excited to go home to Carson City for a bit to see his family, especially his older brother, who he misses very much. After the season, he will be returning to Antelope Valley for his second year at baseball. Back to you, Ethan.
Thank you so much, as we have Duncan Hansen to lead things off. It's to Hansen, delivered on the outside corner for a strike. And here is Thomas Canfield. And so learning some cool things about his father, Todd, who is an outspoken fan of the Colt 45s, and, of course, his son. 0-1 pitch is swung on, fouled away. No balls and two strikes. So his father, Todd, is actually the school cook for Trinity High School, and he cooks breakfast and lunch for the students at Trinity. Here's pitch swung on. That ball is up to the right field. On the run is Norton. Dives, and he missed the ball, and that ball is going to go all the way into the short grass, holding at second is Hansen. And so a nice recovery there by Kyle Norton. It looked like he might have had a chance to get it, but dove and just missed the ball. So a leadoff double from Duncan Hansen, and now here is Henry Palmer. Canfield trying to cook up his own recipe, delivers on the outside corner there for a strike and for Canfield. throwing at 73 miles per hour, a former basketball and football player. Canfield sets, looks at second, the 0-1 pitch, working quickly, delivers all in the inside corner for a strike. And one thing you notice about Canfield is the inside movement on his fastball has very much progressed, really snapping it to the inner half and has some late run. Here's the 0-2 pitch, curveball swung on, little roller to short, up within his stacker, throws across his body to first, and there's one away as Hanson moves to third. So one out, and so now we're going to have ourselves a new batter, and that is the man that has been playing, that is now at third base, and I don't see a 14 in my book, so maybe we'll get a better idea of who he is. Here's the pitch to the number 14 man, who takes on the outside corner for a strike, shakes his head, doesn't like the call. 0-1, Canfield. The boy out of Weaverville, California, who has his own fan base that comes and cheers him on. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed for strike two, the local kid. Okay, so that's his name, Willie Tatum. He's written as 15, but he's actually 14. Here's 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed a strike three. And down goes Tatum. And so, for Thomas Canfield, bringing something extra zesty there after a leadoff double allowed to Hanson. Gets the ground out from Palmer and then takes care of Tatum. And with two out, now here is Ramon Esparza. Here's pitch, taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Excuse me, Nick Crawford, another number three. Here's the 1-0 to Crawford. That's taken a little away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes, and it's been a much better and gentler evening for our gentleman behind home plate, Dan Beltwell. 2-0 pitch swung on, fouled away. Half the crowd along the first base side flinches. That's one thing I got to give credit to you, Ari. You don't seem to flinch a lot at the foul balls.
Yeah, I mean, I never really expect for them to come over in this direction. Usually he just, like, barely misses me.
See, that's called using logic. Understanding that there's protection and not getting so worried. 2-1 pitches swung on and fouled back. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Top of the eighth inning, the Reading Colt 45s ahead of Sacramento. New baseball order, 9-1. Field set. The 2-2 pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep left center. Back goes Crescetti to the wall and gone. Nick Crawford with a two-run blast over the left center wall, and just like that, Sacramento NBO crawling itself back, still a six-run lead for the Colt 45s, but again for Canfield, just has to be careful trying to protect this lead. No harm done if you're looking at it like that. Just a young 18-year-old pitching against college caliber ball players. Here's Canfield. He'll set. Wind in, deliver the 1-0 pitch. That is missed inside. For ball two. Two balls and No strikes the count. With two out. Here's Canfield. He'll wind in by the 2-0 pitch. That snapped a little bit low for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. And, yep, we had over 100 kids show up, and somebody was bound to lose their shoes, and somebody lost their shoes.
Oh,
and you got to make sure you don't run at the ballpark. Gosh forbid if somebody ran the ballpark.
No having fun.
Oh, man. So, speaking of not having fun, Thomas Canfield is getting... I just can't get over that, man.
No.
I might just go run and run the bases afterward.
No running.
I got things to do. So, anyway, Thomas Canfield getting a little talking to you with Bob Anderson. So, three balls and one strike. And now here is Ian Heck. Griffiths, he just walked at first. Here's Canfield, delivers the pitch. Change up on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's Canfield, the 0-1 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball one. And so for Sacramento NBO, do they have a late rally in them to make life a little bit more interesting for the 45s? Canfield, 1-1, changeup just misses away. 2-1. Canfield. He sets. Winds and fires the 2-1. Is swung on and tips softly behind home plate. So, two balls, two strikes, and the young man getting that foul ball. And he's looking to hand it to the umpire. And Dan Boutwell giving no cause to the young Grant. Man, he's working hard. Somebody get him an icy. 2-2 pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly on to deep left field. Back it goes, hooking down the line. Is it gone? It is foul. Foul ball by just about 8 feet. That was awfully close. That pitch to Heck, he was trying to straighten it out, and the ball just kept hooking and hooking past Gerlinger, Steele, foul pole. And so we'll do it again. 2-2. Two outs. Pitch is taken up and away for ball three. And so for Canfield, who is really causing Bob Anderson to lose some hairs back there. You can see him pacing back and forth in the dugout. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Curveball taken down and away for ball four. And so for Canfield, that is... So, Bob Anderson pointing, saying one more batter for the young man. So that rope is, or that plank is getting awfully close. Here's the pitch. That's a curveball in the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Canfield looking in to Hero. The 0-1 is in the dirt. And so for Bob Anderson, that patience getting very, very thin with the young recent Trinity High School graduates. Here's the 1-1. That is in the dirt for ball two. That fastball not finding his mark. You know, all Thomas really needs to do here, Tyler, I think, is just take a deep breath, relax. He is working like he is at the office. He's playing ball.
It's a game.
Deep breath, have some fun. 2-1, swung on, rolled slowly up along the first base side, and foul.
You know, getting up there with such a big lead, you know, he wants to get out of this inning for the people in the dugout, so he might be just a little nervous to finish this up for everybody.
Yep, two balls, two strikes, two out. Young Grant handling his business. Gotta love the hustle. Getting after it. Here's Canfield. He winds and fires the 2-2 pitch. Curveball just a little bit low at the Cavs for ball three. And so for Bob Anderson, oh, man, he is not having fun right now. Walk puts the bases loaded. 3-2 hit, swung on and lifted along the third base side and foul. Oh, wow. Are there cars even parked along the third base side? We had a, heard a big old thud. That, yep. Definitely a pickup truck. I got a foul ball in my taillight. Beer on a Friday night. Yeah, there you go. That's my country song. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Canfield, after making the coach nervous, comes up with the strikeout to sit down hero. So a 2-run home run is allowed, but nothing more as Sacramento new baseball order leaves two base runners aboard. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento new baseball order 9-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR. And we're going to stay right here because we have Todd Conroy who was barking at. Well, he retreats back to the dugout. We'll take a break here. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Couple friends for you to owe them a steak dinner.
Oh, dead center. It has to be over the 406 side. Yeah, she's not talking about the sign. I said that I would buy somebody a steak dinner if they hit one over the dead center wall, but it has to be literally like over the 406 sign. It has to be like adjacent to it. So
that'd be a moonshot.
Really, doesn't happen. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Colt 45s come to bat with Dusty Villa to lead things off. First pitch swung on and fouled back. Oh, 1 pitch swung on, and that ball is laced into right center, and that'll drop for a base hit. Vela putting on the brakes, rounding first, retreats back.
So who's your guy on the offensive side tonight? I got Crescetti so far. Or maybe Reed.
Couldn't hear you there. What?
I said, who do you got for player of the game on the offense? I got, obviously, Chapel, but I'm thinking Crescetti or Reed.
Throw to second. That is airmailed to Australia. Boy. Dang. That thing crashed on 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney, and I think Dory got rescued. That ball was so high and away, man.
Yep.
That was FedExed. 0-1, the Colt 45s stealing on Sacramento NBO. The 0-1 pitch swung on, grounded to third. Oh, nice play there. The throw to first, though, not in time. Over the head of the first baseman and to third on the error. At third is Tatum. So for Willie Tatum, made a $500 scoop and then a 2-cent throw. And so the 45 is looking to add some more runs. And now here is Kyle Norton. Here's the pitch. There goes Stocker on strike one, and he steals second without a throw.
Sure you don't want it?
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, ground up along the first base side, and foul. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch to Norton. That is spotted up along the third base side. Hooking foul. Boy, that thing was up in the zone right around the shoulders of Norton, and he just gave it a whip and just hit it foul. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Oh, yeah, you got it? Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hard ground ball. Too short. Up with it. The throw to first. Not in time. Oh, whoa, what? None. Wow. Kyle Norton was safe by about 5 miles. That has got to be absolutely the worst call of the year. I cannot believe what I just saw. Wow. That was absolutely egregious. Man, a crocodile could have made a better call than that. It was
It was egregious, superfluous.
I mean,
terrible. I mean, terrible.
Gus Norton was safe, actually ran through first. Man, you want to talk about asking for help? Man.
I know you want to go home, Hump, but come on, man.
First baseman, number 26,
Hunter Reeve. I mean, there is bad. There is bad, but then there is being on the base, running through the bag, the ball then getting there and being called out. That was absolutely laughable.
Maybe he didn't touch first.
Oh, no, what? No, no way. No way. Not even close. That was... Oh, with the good Lord as my witness, that was absolutely... the worst call I've seen all year. It might be of the season, man.
You sounded like Stephen A. Smith there for a minute.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. I'm trying to be polite. But man, with my own two eyes as witnesses, with my brain as witness, there is no planet where Kyle Norton was out on that play. Like, this is kind of why we need to sort of start doing Facebook Live in addition to the radio. Because some of the things that you see...
Hey, they can, you know what? I'll let them even throw it to me in the replay booth. I'll tell them what the deal is.
I mean, I'm not mad. I just could not believe. I just could not believe that I just witnessed the call that was... That. But we shall move on from it. The Reading Colt 45s got a run out of it anyway. It's 10-3. And now here's Hunter Reed. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball in the right field. That ball is hooking down the line and foul. That one was definitely a foul ball.
Ticket number 830-0401.
Oh, man. Tyler, I wish you could have seen it. Because I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not.
I believe you. And you know what? If I was there, I probably would have had a couple of beers and not been very nice about that.
Well, that's great. Glad you can do that. Anyway, Cooper Stacker at second. Bela came in to score. Here's the 2-2 pitch swung on. By the way, do we have an athlete in the crowd? And instead, we have a protective net. And, oh, the adult steals the ball from the kids. Oh, man. He's about to get... He's running from the kid now. He's running for the kids now. And now the kids are negotiating. You want to trade my Starburst for that ball? Here's the 2-2 pitch taken inside for ball three. Thanks. We appreciate you. Just another fantastic night at historic Tiger Field. Gotta love it. Full of excitement.
Absolutely.
Here's the 3-2 pitch to Reed. Is swung on and missed. And down he goes. So.
Steady up to the plate. Designated hitter, number 21, Trey Thomas.
And now here's Trey Thomas. Man. I feel like I might need to go apologize to that umpire after the game. I mean, it is not an easy job by any means. Pitch is taken high for ball one. There goes Stacker to third. He steals third. Ball gets into third, into left field, in to score Stacker. And the Colbert Evas now lead 11-3. Cooper Stacker lighting up the base paths. Man, he's had an interesting night. 0 for 3 with 2 walks and reaching at third. It's now 11-3. Here's the pitch to Thomas. That's taken for a strike. 1-1. So I'm going to go apologize to that base umpire. It's not an easy job by any means.
I know, Ethan, but you know.
It was just one play. But that fun play, though, man, like.
No, you don't need to apologize to me.
Here's the thing, man. Yeah. It's about being gracious. It's something that my mom would have had me do. My mom, by the way, yelled at me once for not standing for the national anthem.
Oh, did she?
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on. Grounded to third. Up with it. The throw to first in time by Tatum, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s, though, able to pick up 2 more runs. And at the end of 8 innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 11-3. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy and a truck, at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view his website at gregpump.com.
8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass.
Greg's Pump and Well Service.
All right,
quality,
man.
Durability,
let's finish up
affordability.
This game here.
He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work.
I bet it
license
is.
109-0355.
Two and one.
Due to overtraining. Yeah, as a woman. As a hormonal imbalance.
One story. A mod story?
You guys keep talking, I just brought you back.
Alright. Top of the ninth inning, and it will be Hunter Reed in to close up shop. So for Reed, the big Texan coming in. Reed, he'll set. Wind and deliver. The pitch way inside for ball one. A little bit too much horseradish sauce there off the fingertips. Or excuse me, no, that is not Hungary. That is Ryan Almondtrout. So Almondtrout pitching. He throws in the low 90s. Almondtrout, he'll set, wind and fire. The 1-0 pitch swung on. And missed for strike one. So for Almondtrout, who is originally from San Marcos in the San Diego area, attended Napa High School. Here's the 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled away behind home plate. One ball, two strikes, as we are in the final inning of what is expected to be the final series of the season for the Reading Colt 45s. Almondtrout sets, he winds in, delivers the 1-2 pitch, is swung on and missed for strike three off the glove of Kalsingham. He recovers, throws the first in time, and there's one away. And so for Mason Kalsingham, who made the strikeout a little bit more difficult than it had to be, it went off of his glove, but he was able to recover, spin, and throw to record the strikeout. And now here is Surreal Hero. The pitch is swung on and fouled away. Oh, and won the count. Once again, tomorrow's start time will be 7:10 p.m. tomorrow. I'll be joined alongside with Tyler Chapman, and then Aria will come back for the final game of the season. Where are you going, Aria?
Right now?
No, tomorrow. Come on.
I am celebrating Josie, my good friend's birthday.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday. Just kidding.
You're too much, pal.
Mr. Valley Boys, oh, man, between me, almost singing happy birthday to the band director. I'm having a lot of fun with people tonight.
It wasn't her birthday, and I just pranked you.
You said that with a lot of conviction, so you'd be lying. One ball and two balls and two strikes again. It's already been... Congratulations. I'm 19 years old. Yeah.
18.
Oh, 18. Okay.
Don't get into trouble out there.
Congratulations. I think you can vote now. Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, one ball, two strikes, one out. One and two. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider up and away. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Almondtrout looking to close up shop here. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Straight fastball. Strike three called.
blows it by the batter. Now I have to sing Jesse happy birthday afterward.
Oh, okay. I'd enjoy that.
Okay. And now...
The fielder, number 21, Duncan Hanson.
Mbop it's Hanson.
Almond Trout. He'll set. Wind and fire. The pitch. Four seamer a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. What other fun things have happened today? Man, I just want to talk about the run that Shohei Ohtani has been on.
Oh, man.
I mean, my goodness.
He could,
I mean, to go in a doubleheader, throw a one-hit shutout, and then to come in and hit a home run after throwing a complete game shutout.
Unbelievable. And, you know, if he keeps this pace going, he truly will be the greatest baseball player of all time. I'm talking Ted Williams.
It's about longevity, man, and I'm not going to be ready to throw the crown on him for at least another good 3 to 4 years. That's just me being a traditionalist. We need
Absolutely.
Longevity.
If he plays,
the best baseball player on planet Earth right now, there's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
But there probably hasn't been a baseball player as good as him.
Since Barry Bonds.
Probably, I mean, if we're going based off of just pure athleticism, the ability to hit, this is literally like, we're watching something that you only get to see maybe once in a generation if.
Yeah, the only other ball player that was maybe as good is like Ken Griffey or Alex Rodriguez or Barry Bonds,
but those guys did not pitch.
No, they did not.
They did not pitch, and I'm pretty sure Shohei, if he wanted to, could go out and play first base or right field and have no problems.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just been so, so remarkable to see.
Man,
it's been something that this game has needed for such a long time. Somebody to really steward things and to really be that leader.
Absolutely.
1-0 pitch. That swung on and missed for strike one. I mean, you know, the one thing that's good about baseball, you love parity and the fact that, you know, he's really on a Angels club that's just trying so desperately to hang on to him. Love them getting Giolito.
Oh, man. They have a roster. I've just been waiting for them to turn it over and do something with it.
Yeah.
I will root for the Angels if they go to the playoffs. That is for sure.
Especially if they play the Astros.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, never root for the Astros, even though they are the
445. One ball, two strikes to count. Oh, that hurt. That hit Drew Hanson right on the back. A 1-2 fastball, and Hanson is going to be swimming in some icy hot after this one. Man, just a straight 90 mile per hour plus fastball to the muscle. No, it's been, you know what? This has been such a fun summer for sports, too. I mean, seeing what Lionel Messi's been doing with Miami. I mean, I know we're here about baseball, but man, it's just, I mean, right now, it's been a fun summer. And I think one of the best summers that we've had for sports in a very long time. I mean, we've also got the Women's World Cup going on. We're now getting to the point to where now we're starting to see the Olympic trials.
Yep.
And speaking of which, here's another fun fact. Tom Higdon, who is a former swimmer at Simpson University, he qualified for his second Olympic trials this year in the 100-meter individual medley.
Oh, man.
I remember meeting Tom when he was a freshman. And one of those guys that you just want to root for. He's so sweet. Such a gifted swimmer. He does it, and this has just been his dream since he was 12 years old. Didn't really start winning races until he was in high school and started to, you know, climb that rank. One pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. But just so much going on this summer. And, man,
you know,
who knows? Tom could be that guy to
represent Reading in the Olympics by association with Simpson. Here's the 1-2 catch. That is taken high for ball two.
I was going to say, this summer's only missing one thing, and that's an Olympic.
Yep, and that'll be in Karras next year, and maybe if the fates give it to me, I would love to be covering the Olympics.
Oh, man, don't even talk to me about that. That'd be lovely for you. And you know.
And if I cover the Olympics, you're the play-by-play guy.
Oh, man.
You still got two out here. You know what we need to do? We need to get... All right, we need to capture Liam and get him to be the producer so that way you can actually be out here to enjoy a game.
Yeah, and I will. He's been busy. He's 19, so.
He's the 2-2 pitch. Check swing tipped at the plate, foul. Two balls, two strikes, two out. The Reading Colt 45 is trying to close up shop on another victory ahead 11-3. The 2-2 pitch, slider, that swung on and fouled away again. And so for Willie Tatum, not going quietly into the night. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Slider swung on a miss for strike three. Kazian the throw to first, and that's the ball game. The Reading Colt 45s in dominant fashion beat Sacramento NBO by a final score of 11-3. Thank you all so much for listening to tonight's ball game, wherever you're from, whether you're listening from Alaska or from across the other parts of the country. You've been listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This game has been brought to you by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. From the toughest problem to the simplest repairs, new installs to off-the-grid solutions, Greg is a guy in a truck. And Greg's Pump and Well Service is an experienced, licensed, and bonded pump installer and repairman. Call today, 530-282-5385. That's 530-282-5385. Or view the website at gregspump.com. Have a great rest of your night, everybody.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Broadcast every day, our goal. and clear them on their way.
Strike them out, throw them out, double play, all the way, shoot them down, Reading Colts.
Another Colt 45's victory, 11-3 over Sacramento, new baseball order. First pitch tomorrow at Tiger Field, 7:10. Tune in here to 1460 AM, KCNR Radio, for all the action. KCNR Radio. Strike them out, throw them out, double play, all the way, shoot them down, Reading Colts. We now return you to regularly scheduled programming.
Distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I woke up this morning at 7. I was getting picked up at 7:45. Patrick, my fiance, tried to pull me by my waist over this morning in bed, and I was like, no, baby, we don't got time for that this morning. I got to get to the prayer breakfast, and I got to be on time, and a little TMI.
Ah, yes, Congresswoman Nancy Mace at the prayer breakfast talking about how she, waking up in bed with her live-in boyfriend, not her husband, tried to pull her over. A little Mogambo, and didn't work out for him. She had to head off to the prayer breakfast. And then she told the story at the prayer breakfast, which, politics, it's a complicated business. It's really not for everyone. Well, happy Friday to you, and welcome. And welcome to Nancy Mace. It's a wonderful story she told. Perhaps the venue was not the perfect venue for the story. But, you can't be expected to get everything right, check every box every day at every event. It's a busy life being a member of Congress, you know how that is. I have a great many stories to share with you today. And after wrestling some technical difficulties to the ground here, my email and so on, I think we're off to the races, and we've got, we got a lot of stuff. It's warm in Washington, D.C. today. I was listening to the weather this morning, and I'm terrified. I can't tell you how frightened I am by all of it. I'm looking, and really, if there were a line forming for Kool-Aid over there, I might just step into the line because I'm so terrified. It's frightening. The weather report in Washington, D.C., they said it's going to be close to 100 degrees, but it's going to feel like 110. See? They have this feels-like temperature. Here's the thing about the temperature. Whatever the temperature is, that's what it feels like. That's what a temperature is, you see? But it's 99 degrees, but it feels like 110. Well, that's about the stupidest thing I ever heard. Then I guess the thermometers don't work as advertised. Is that right? Because isn't the thermometer supposed to tell you, like, how hot it feels? No. This is just how hot it is. How hot it feels is now a different metric. And I assume that we're keeping records based on the new metric. Because growing up, when I was a kid, when it was 99 degrees, it was just 99 degrees. And you know what they told you it felt like? 99 degrees. And now they've changed all that. They've thrown out that old-fashioned 20th century thing where it's 99 degrees and it feels like 99 degrees. Now it's no, you see, Chris, here on the thermometer, I'm pointing to the thermometer now, it says it's 99 degrees, but the feel-like temperature, this is what it feels like. It's the feels-like temperature is 110. Because it feels hotter than it is.
The climate crisis is a crisis born of injustice.
And Hillary Clinton the other day made note of the fact that a number of headlines across the country, including the Washington Post, were screaming that it was so hot in Phoenix, Arizona in the summertime. How hot is it?
that it was breaking a record, 110 degrees for some number of days in a row, which broke the record for the last time Phoenix, Arizona had 110 degrees for X number of days in a row. Now, I got to ask you, was that the real temperature or was that the feels-like temperature that they were working with there? Because, again, if I go look at how hot it was when I was a kid in Chicago, Illinois, the temperatures we're going to compare today's temperatures to were real temperatures. They were just what the thermometer said, and now they've got the feels-like temperature, so it's different. But Hillary Clinton, the other day, she latched onto some radical left-wing group about, you know, American progress in the wrong direction, but it's progress. And the Center for American Pride, and they posted headlines, the Washington Post and others, being hysterical about the weather in Phoenix, Arizona, in July, in the summertime. And Hillary Clinton said, hot enough for you? Blame a MAGA Republican. Better yet, vote them out of office. Because if you vote MAGA Republicans, and they're everywhere, those MAGA Republicans, vote them out of office, then the weather will cool off in the summertime, and it will be warmer in the wintertime. Because the Democrats are kind of like God, except that dog is their co-pilot. But the Democrats, they can change the climate of the planet. They can make the weather nicer. You just have to vote for them and not Republicans, especially those MAGA Republicans, because those MAGA Republicans make it hotter in Phoenix in the summertime because they didn't vote for Joe Biden's climate bill last year. It passed anyway. And interestingly, as the Republicans had suggested at the time, it actually had no effect on the climate or the weather. And it's still, record-breaking hot in Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A. And they, but the Democrats, they blame the Republicans for the weather. And they claim out in public that if you vote for them, certainly implied in Hillary Clinton's tweet, that the weather will be better. Vote for them, better weather. Vote for Republicans, worse weather. See, that's what they're claiming. Now, if you believe that, you should probably be denied the right to vote because...
Hi, my name's Hillary Gump. You can call me Hillary Rodham Gump.
She's the one of the funniest people ever in American history, and certainly in American politics. Well, just to look at her, anyway. And then, remember all those times she fell down and stuff? That was some of that. And she was driving around in that black ambulance, and they had that van waiting for her. Big, strong men with guns had to throw her in the back of the van and take her someplace for... That was probably global warming, too, wasn't it, at the September 11th memorial? As good. But I digress. I just went off on that digression. Please excuse me. It's only because I heard the weather report this morning, and I said, wow, it's going to be 99, but it's going to feel like 110. How about in my refrigerator? Because inside my refrigerator, there's a little digital thermometer thing on the top when you open the door. Look inside, and it says, you know, like 32 degrees or something like that. And I wonder if that's the real temperature or if there's that's well, no, the temperature inside your ice box inside your refrigerator is, I don't know what it is, 42 degrees, 42 degrees. There is a digital thing, 42 degrees, but it feels like 38 degrees. What are you talking about? Are you people insane? And then there was the hearing on gender yesterday. I'm transgender, and there was a young woman. And I need to correct myself because yesterday I said that Chloe Cole was 18 years old. And she was explaining what the Democrats did to her, mutilating her physically with surgery and pharmaceuticals. And truly outrageous what happened to Chloe Cole when she was 12 and 13 years old and then 15 years old. And I will explain. I explained some yesterday, and we talked about her yesterday. But I want to update you because the hearing was ongoing yesterday when I wrapped up the big radio broadcast. And I gotta tell you this, Chloe Cole, young woman, I said she was 18. The reality, yesterday was her 19th birthday. So she turned 19 on the date that she was testifying about what the Democrats did to her physical being, to her gender, and I've got an update for you on that. And the Democrats are so crazy. And Jerry Nadler, you know, Wadler, he, boy, What a guy. And he was there yesterday. And he was yelling at Republicans because he demands that men should compete as women in sports and boys should compete as girls in sports because they are not bright people. They're not intelligent people. They're not serious people. They're not the party of science. They're the party of political science, of anti-science, and of science fiction, of course. They are the party of science fiction. It's truly extraordinary. So I'll get into that because, honestly, the hearing on this young woman, Chloe Cole, should get the Nobel Prize for Medicine. If Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize and then went on to bomb more countries than any president since World War II, then I think Chloe Cole should get the Nobel Prize for Medicine and maybe the Peace Prize, too. And what other prizes should she get? She should get a Pulitzer Prize, too. She should. She was great, and I've got audio of her yesterday, and these very often dim-witted members of Congress. They're dim of wit, not smart people, very, very often. Under the header, and you can have my stories sheet in front of me, my stories list for today, Friday, July 28th, and the main headline, and you can get it. You can get it by going to chrisplant.com. And we will post our story sheet today as well at our Twitter and our Facebook and so on. So you can check out all the stories that we're working with today and sharing with you today. And you can share them with your friends and family. Many of them perhaps don't want to hear about what's really going on, but that's all right. It might benefit them anyway. Biden remains useless is our number one header. Jill Biden, this is quite a story. Jill Biden's ex-husband. Jill Biden has an ex-husband, and you may remember that he explained that they were married when Jill met Joe Biden, and they were having an extramarital affair when the ex-husband found out about it, because the Biden family always keeps it classy. You know, like Hunter Biden having a sexual affair with his brother's widow, and that wasn't good enough, so expanded that to his brother's widow's sister. His brother's widow's sister. So he's having sex, not at exactly the same time, but in the same week, you know, and because they're keeping it classy. Jill Biden's ex-husband, who claims she cheated on him with Joe, slams, quote, Biden crime family, end quote, for targeting him and Trump, despite Hunter Biden's tax crimes, and brands the president dangerous. This is Jill Biden's ex-husband. Ah, love. Isn't love grand? So, and also, there's a big bank based in Delaware, MBNA. It's a major bank, one of the biggest on the planet. The MBNA tales when Joe and Hunter Biden were super cozy with a Delaware bank. The Washington Examiner has the story, and the Washington Post does not, because it's not a newspaper. It's the opposite of a newspaper. Hunter Biden shouldn't go to prison for violating an arbitrary gun law. The nice people at Reason, I like the people at Reason, but I may have to take issue with some of this. Hunter Biden shouldn't go to prison. Maybe he shouldn't actually go to prison for violating the arbitrary gun law, but he should be treated like everybody else is treated. Also, we've got a fun story because during the course of my Newsmax television program, 9 p.m. Eastern time on Newsmax, Monday through Friday. During my Newsmax show, Chris Plant, the Right Squad, and it's a lot of fun. You should join us. And Newsmax's Chris Plant, colon, they love their colons. This is the radical left-wing extremists at Mediaite. Newsmax's Chris Plant, colon, Biden's dog is anti-law enforcement. Well, what was your first clue? When he bit 10 Secret Service agents and Secret Service officers, that might have been a clue. It's an anti-law enforcement dog. Anybody can see that. And then Media Matters also attacked me. It's pretty funny. They made me laugh. Newsmax host says Joe Biden's dog is anti-law enforcement dog. It's a Democrat dog. That's Media Matters for America attacking me. I want to play for you what I said on the Newsmax show. And then the Daily Beast. Radical left-wing extremists. Newsmax host accuses Biden's dog of being anti-law enforcement. Well, you know, they all do the same thing, don't they? It's a little circle fest in a hot tub. And they're an appalling bunch, the fake media, the left-wing media. Did you see this dimwit Mehdi Hasan on MSDNC? He's on MSDNC. And he tweeted out that anybody that suggests that there is a left-wing propaganda arm of the Democrat Party in the media is just spreading conspiracy theories, right? Either that or paying attention. Those are the two possibilities. Senator Dianne Feinstein had a moment of confusion during a hearing yesterday. We've got that for you. President Trump faces new charges on the classified documents thing. Hunter Biden still roams free and Joe Biden still not facing any charges. But more charges for President Trump since last we met. Pretty amazing stuff. Ron DeSantis attacks Congressman Byron Donalds, which I think was ill-advised. I've got an update on Anheuser-Busch. They're laying off hundreds because of this liberal woman named Alyssa Heinerscheid and her brilliant idea for marketing Bud Light with a transgender man who says he's a woman when he's not, and saying she wanted to get rid of their frat boy image with Bud Light. Then she made $27 billion disappear. Honestly, who's that that magician that made the Statue of Liberty disappear? David Copperfield. David Copperfield has got nothing on this woman. She made, you know, that was good. The Statue of Liberty disappeared. That was pretty cool. But she made $27 billion disappear. That's pretty amazing, too. The hottest July ever signals, and what do you hear? The head of the United Nations weighed in on global warming yesterday, and Democrats started throwing themselves off of tall buildings. It was something. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, the Chris Plant Show.
Are you retired or retiring soon? Do you know how much money you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. These may feel like scary times. Several economists are saying that a recession is imminent. So what do you do? Ancient wisdom says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have an actionable plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan is executed to take advantage of market gains, but protect you from market losses. We would like to give you a free, no-obligation consultation to help you do all three. We will help you discover your magic number and give you the roadmap to get there. Call now to schedule your free consultation. 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108. 800-508-6108. Don't wait. Call 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one.
Police are on their way.
Introducing the latest innovation in home security. 24/7 live guard protection, only from Simply Safe. Now, agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you can start speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en 2 días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. DebtBlue uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtBlue can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtBlue show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now, 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
3-year-old Zena's smile is as bright as her future. But there's something you wouldn't know about Zena. She was born with a cleft lip, which can make it hard to eat, talk, hear, and even breathe. Thankfully, Zena met Smile Train. Smile Train has helped millions of kids like Zena get the care they need and find their forever smiles. Because every child deserves to live their full smile story. Learn how you can help at smiletrain.org/learn.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You bet your bottom dollar. Yeah, what do you hear the transgender Democrat push for children, just for children? They're coming for the children. Keep them away from the children. Just a few years ago, this would have been illegal. Now it's entirely in the mainstream because the Democrats have secured information dominance in our culture, and they're demented. I'm tapping my right temple with the tip of my right index finger. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Mike calling from Middletown, New Jersey. That's the Garden State, as I understand it. Mike, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Very nice to talk to you, Chris, and love the Newsmax show.
Thank you.
I just have a really simple question for you, and that is for the Democrats. If we can control weather by our actions, making it warmer, then why don't we end all drought in this world by making it rain tomorrow?
Well, is that a trick question?
Yes. I mean, we could do a Native American rain dance. I've heard that works.
And everybody likes to do a rain dance. Everybody likes Native American dance. Get a drum, get some stuff that makes noise, and jump around in circles and see if we can make it rain. You know, we can seed clouds. And here's another thing I keep wondering, Mike. And I lived in California in the 1980s, and they had droughts, and they tell you to use water sparingly and stuff. I'm like, you know, the largest body of water on the planet Earth is right out your window. Maybe you should start desalinating, you know?
That's right. That's right. Well, I hear maybe Pocahontas can do the rain dance for us. I mean, she is Native American, after all.
We should have Pocahontas do a rain dance. Where should she go to do that? Maybe right in the center of the country. Maybe Pocahontas of Harvard University in the U.S. Senate. It is amazing. They say they can control the weather. And if you vote for them, the weather will get better, right, Mike? What you're saying, you don't believe that?
No, I'm a little skeptical.
Little skeptical about that. It's healthy to be skeptical when it comes to people making claims that Julius Caesar never would have made. These people are nuts.
Hey-ho, where ya? Hey-ho, where ya? Hey-ho, where ya? Hey-ho, where ya?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer. Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette the Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
6:25.
There's a headline today. Doctors are treating patients who fall down because they're burning themselves on the ground. It's so hot. How hot is it that people are falling down and when they hit the ground, they're burning themselves? That's what the story is. So they're treating people for burns because they fell down. And the ground is like a frying pan, you know? In fact, Joe Biden falls down so much, doctors say you could fry an egg on him. Because he doesn't get up real fast, and it's like that. But in the meantime, the Washington Post, McConnell back at work, gives no insight on freeze-up. Freeze-up. Experts, the Washington Post, they talk to experts. Experts signal concern. They use signals. They use semaphore. This time to signal concern to the Washington Post from across the street, and they did some international sign language. They signaled concern as 81-year-old has faced multiple health scares. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell resumed his typical legislative duties after abruptly freezing mid-sentence. How do you abruptly freeze? Is there a way of gradually freezing? After he gradually froze. That's what Joe Biden's doing, I guess, gradually freezing. After he abruptly freezing mid-sentence at a Wednesday news conference. And it was an unusual moment. I shared it with you yesterday in the audio rendition of that because we're on the radio, you know, so I can't do the video. I can share it with you on Al Gore's Amazing Internet. Peace be upon him. But there are stories all over the place that Mitch McConnell, 81 years old, has fallen, taken a couple of falls. No word on whether he burned himself hitting the ground, but he's taken a couple of falls. And the media is very upset because they weren't told about it. Because you got to tell them everything except about the Biden family. Don't tell them anything about the Biden family. If you do tell them anything, they'll keep it a secret because, you know, they're the news media. All right, let's get to the Donald Trump additional charges yesterday, another indictment against President Trump because, you know, Democrats, you know, they're the left. Keep this in mind. The Democratic Party isn't, and they're not liberals. They're the left. The left uses the judicial systems around the world and various third world banana harvesting countries to prosecute and persecute their political enemies. And sometimes their friends who become their political enemies. It's like that, you know, Twilight Zone episode with the, you know, kind of a Cuba thing with Peter Falk where, well, never mind. I'll just move on. That's a great one where he becomes the bad guy. It's, you know, the left is the bad guy. The left is definitely the bad guy. And everywhere in the world, and they have been for a century, they've murdered more people than radical Islam could ever hope to murder unless they got a whole bunch of nuclear weapons. Here's the lead story front page above the fold upper right-hand corner in the Washington Post where democracy died in the darkness that they provided. And the headline is, U.S. adds to Trump charges, alleges effort to delete footage in his own home, security footage in his own home. And you can't do that. Going to put you in prison for deleting security footage on your own security camera in your own home because Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles. You know, what was the name of Adolf Hitler's political party again? The National Socialist German Workers' Party, right? And we call them the Nazis for short, because it's easier, you know. Nazis! But the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler, they persecuted their political enemies too. It's, you know, we knew they were national. In fact, they became international, didn't they? My father had to go over and drop bombs on them and shoot them up with machine guns. But, we knew they were national. And we knew they were German, national socialist, so they're socialist. And, they're German, we knew they were German. Workers. So wait a minute, they were a socialist workers' party? Yes, they were a socialist workers' party. Yes, they were. So the Washington Post, carrying on the traditions of the international left. Prosecutors announced additional charges against Donald Trump on Thursday in his alleged hoarding, and hiding of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Were there any additional charges against Joe Biden for his hiding and hoarding of documents in his garage behind the Corvette or at his house in Delaware or at an office above a steakhouse on Capitol Hill? Any additional charges for Joe Biden where all his classified documents resided, including that office on Capitol Hill that was funded in part by the Chinese Communist government? Isn't that great? So more charges for hoarding and hiding classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Accusing the former president and a newly indicted aide. This is like, you know, that, wait till you hear this. It's Carlos Danger. We got Carlos Danger back in the news today. And a newly indicted aide of trying to keep security camera footage from being reviewed by investigators and bringing the total number of federal charges against Trump to 40, like 40 days and 40 nights. Trump already faced 31 counts of illegally retaining national defense information. He was the president of the United States, after all. But federal prosecutors, led by special counsel Jack Smith, have added a 32nd to the list. So there you go. That count centers on a now infamous conversation Trump allegedly had at his golf club and summer residence in Bedminster, New Jersey, in July of 2021. What was Joe Biden doing then? Was he collecting millions from Romania or China? Focused on what has been described by others as a secret military document concerning Iran. Well, the cat's out of the bag now, huh? Now we know everything that's going on. That's okay. The Obama-Biden administration made sure with their friend Boltneck, John Boltneck Kerry, who scares the children at Halloween and really all year long, doesn't he? They made sure that Iran could continue to enrich uranium and spin centrifuges and keep nuclear programs going and military installations that would not be inspected by the United Nations. That's what the Obama-Biden administration did with Iran. I think that's worse than talking about a document at a country club in New Jersey. I'm old-fashioned when it comes to nuclear weapons, though. You know, in that conversation, which was recorded, who was recording it? The FBI? Were they spying on the former president of the United States and recording him? Was it the NSA? Who was recording it? We need to know who was recording it. Transparency, you gang of third-world criminals. In that conversation, which was recorded, Trump said, quote, as president, I could have declassified it, dot, dot, dot. That means they're cutting stuff out when they put the ellipsis there. That means that they're omitting a portion of the quote. And remember, the most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. Now I can't, President Trump said. You know, but this is still secret. He said, aha! You're busted. You have a secret document. He's the former president of the United States. I'm really not overly concerned about the national security implications of this. But, you know, it's another excuse to break out the rope and the tree, which the Democrat Party has a long history of doing, going back to pre-Civil War days and then Civil War days and then post. So they are the party of lynching and of racism and of standing in schoolhouse doors. The new indictment also levels accusations of a broader effort by Trump and some of those around him to cover their tracks as the FBI sought to retrieve highly classified documents. The FBI was real busy doing that. Were they real busy hunting down Joe Biden's classified documents, that office over a steakhouse on Capitol Hill or any place else? So the documents kept at Mar-a-Lago Trump's home and private club in South Florida long after his presidency ended, and then the documents long after Joe Biden's vice presidency ended. It's interesting the double standard that is applied here. The lynch mob that is the FBI and the Department of Justice, so-called. Speaking of which, did you see, we tweeted it out yesterday, and it's fun. Because actually a law enforcement friend shared with me the meme making the rounds yesterday about the FBI, and it appears to be an FBI agent with the blue FBI windbreaker, and on the back in big yellow letters, FBI, below that, following Biden's instructions. The new name for the FBI. We have, at the Chris Plant store, we have the Fascist Bureau of Intimidation, right? The FBI t-shirts, and somebody made up a meme, looks like an FBI agent with the blue windbreaker. FBI following Biden's instructions. That's pretty good. I like that. And that did come from a law enforcement friend of mine yesterday. New indictment charges that Trump and two aides, Walt Nauta, who was already charged with other funny things, and Carlos de Oliveira, right? And they requested another Trump employee, quote, delete security camera footage at the Mar-a-Lago to prevent the footage from being provided to a federal grand jury. Is that right? Well, Trump has publicly said he was happy to hand over the footage in response to a grand jury subpoena. Others close to him, unnamed here, have said he was upset about it. Well, of course he was upset about it. Why wouldn't he be upset about it? That doesn't mean that he did anything to delete. But they're going after, and it's not Carlos Danger. Carlos Danger was Anthony Weiner. That was his online porn name or something like that while he was courting underage girls, as the Democrats are so fond of doing so many different occasions because, you know, the sexualization of younger and younger children is their bag baby. There's no doubt about that. So the indictment, now they're going after this new guy, Carlos, who is not Carlos Danger. Carlos de Oliveira, and Carlos de Oliveira has worked with President Trump for years and years. I think it says 20 years or something like that. But Carlos works at Mar-a-Lago, and he works for Trump. And they're saying they also indicted him. This made me laugh. They say he might also be guilty of moving boxes. Might be guilty of moving boxes. President Trump had hundreds of boxes, I believe, like those file folder boxes. And in them, according to the radical left, there may have been, 120-some-odd classified things that were classified. Not as many as Hillary Clinton had on her server that she scrubbed and wiped and used bleach bit on and had her flying monkeys smash their communications devices with hammers, you know, their Blackberries and stuff, smashing with hammers. But pay no attention to that because don't you know who she is? She's a Democrat. But now Carlos is, he's got a spleen. He's got lots of spleen to do June and July of 2022. He was recorded helping Walt Nauta move boxes around Mar-a-Lago. Well, that would be among their duties because, you know, they're employees and they might move boxes around. Is it illegal to move boxes inside your own home? Because that is apparently now a charge in the United States of America if you're not a part of the Democrat Party. Recorded helping Walt Nauta move boxes around Mar-a-Lago and allegedly had conversations with others about security camera footage. The people who spoke on the condition of anonymity to the Washington Post to discuss secret grand jury proceedings. Still no leaks from the Hunter Biden grand jury proceedings. Not a leak, but every day more leaks from these filthy, corrupt, rotten people that talk to the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, the Des Moines Register. They couldn't talk because it's illegal for them to discuss. And yet there are no investigations. You know, during the Obama administration, they prosecuted people more than any other administration in the history of the country. They prosecuted people for talking to the press because when the Obama White House saw one of these items in the paper says the people who spoke to the Washington Post on the condition of anonymity to discuss secret grand jury proceedings. Well, you know what the Obama administration did? They went to the FBI and the NSA. They gathered up the phone records of the reporters at the newspapers. They found out who leaked it to them and then they prosecuted them for it because Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles. Yeah, so they spoke on the condition of anonymity, and now they're going after Carlos because he might have moved boxes. And then, you see, the grand jury wanted the videos, and they allege, it's all alleged. It's pretty amazing stuff. So that is the latest there, but wait, there's more, because the Democrats, the charges are many. President Trump has responded. He said, it's election interference at the highest level. The charges are ridiculous. This is prosecutorial misconduct used at a level never seen before. President Trump said, I am way up as Republican and way up in the general election, and this is what you get. He's suggesting quite deliberately that this is a political persecution rather than a legitimate legal prosecution. The additional charges, willful retention of national defense information, that was already charged, conspiracy to obstruct justice, withholding a document or record, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, corruptly concealing a document or record, isn't that the same as the last one? Concealing a document in a federal investigation, scheme to conceal false statements and misrepresentations, altering, destroying, mutilating like you do to children's genitals, or concealing an object, corruptly altering, destroying, mutilating, or concealing a document, record, or other object. Isn't that the same as the other one that I just read? And they're suggesting a conspiracy. Conspiracies all over the place. It's a big, vast conspiracy. So President Trump, more charges. Joe Biden, still, you know, walking around the White House, bumping into furniture like a jellyfish.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Eric Ray, co-founder and CEO of Podium. We're a software platform that is the easiest way for you to show up online, convert your leads at a higher rate, and grow your local business. A few years ago, my dad called with a problem. Despite having thousands of happy customers at his local tire shop, only a handful of angry ones actually left reviews. He was stuck with an online reputation that did not match how customers really felt. And he wasn't alone. I started Podium so local businesses everywhere wouldn't be held back by missed reviews, lost leads, and wasted time. Podium is an all-in-one communication tool that lets you easily connect with customers in the way they prefer to communicate, through text, phone, messaging apps, and your website. Customers love the convenience, and businesses love the results. See why over 100,000 businesses like yours have given themselves an instant advantage with Podium. Visit podium.com/plant to see Podium in action and claim your limited-time 10% discount. That's podium.com/plant.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California
California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
All right. The Democrats pushing for transgenderizing children, the genital mutilation of children, is a Democrat Party program, an ongoing effort by them. And this lunatic at MSDNC, Mehdi Hasan, suggesting that the poor left wing, they don't have a propaganda arm, and they really need one in the United States. It's just the terrible conservatives, you know. They have all this propaganda, and the Democrats don't. What planet Mehdi lives on, I don't know. What boulder he's been living under, but we'll get to that. Let's go to the telephones. What do you say? Let's go to JR calling from Springfield, Virginia. JR, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking the call. The gentleman that took my initial call, I told him if it wasn't for you guys at WMAL, I start my day with O'Connor Company and I end with Mr. Levin. And I got to tell you, you're the only people there so I can keep my sanity. I'm only 25 miles south of the cesspool of Washington. So you guys do a great job and keep the truth rolling because things are starting to change in the country.
Well, I hope so.
Thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. I wouldn't have it any other way. I do like the truth very much, regardless of what it may be.
Yes. Just a couple of comments. Back in 2014, the IRS started, I believe, investigating Hunter Biden. My spouse worked for the Internal Revenue Service for 38 years. She's now retired. And for years, I heard, just follow the money. Follow the money. And you will find out what's going on. So the rank and file at IRS did their job, but everybody above them, including FBI, Mary Garland, they just made it all go away. They made it all go away.
Why do you think that is?
You guys run it. Yeah, because they're protecting the Bidens, obviously.
So you think it's crooked? We're living in a very crooked city and a crooked country and a crooked time with a crooked president?
Extremely, Chris. I've never seen it this bad. I even talked to the folks older than me, and they are appalled. My mother is 95 years old, lives in western Pennsylvania, and she just can't.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win.